When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Brubaker reaches up, he's got it at the 2-yard line! Touchdown, Shikellamy! Oh, what a catch!
The Shikellamy Braves are sponsored by Route 11 Coffee and Cream, Blaze Alexander Ford, Peter's Home Appliance, Hoopy's Detailing, Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve, Service Electric Cable Vision, Glick's, Shock Law, Hub's Home Oxygen, Diversified Construction, Aaron's Rentals, Shamokin Dam Health Center, ITG Basement Systems, Purdy Insurance, Central Vision Eye Care, McCreary HVAC, Alexander Family Dealerships, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motors. And now, Braves football with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Here we are in late October, where the temperatures are usually expected to be in the upper 60s at best. And we're seeing temperatures right around 70 degrees tonight. Feels like week one, not necessarily week seven of this shortened high school football season. But a big game tonight for the Shikellamy Braves, who are really not going to the playoffs this year, so are looking to get a couple of more games in here before the season wraps up and set the table for 1 year from tonight. But it is senior night here at Shikellamy Stadium. It'll be the final season, the final home game for the Braves, and they'll take on the Milton Black Panthers, a team they beat 13-0 about a month ago. Kevin Herr, along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie, welcome to Shikellamy Stadium tonight. As the sun set on a gorgeous red sunset earlier, looking at a cool, comfortable night. You can't beat this for high school football late October, Chief.
Well, it's definitely a blessing. I mean, who would have thought this is a week away from Halloween and we have June, July-type weather, so not going to knock it, Kevin. Just wish it would rain a little bit once in a while.
Well, it'll rain after the, you know, as long as it doesn't happen on a Friday or a Saturday.
I'd even take a Friday night rain right now, Kevin.
No, that's okay. I don't want those
as
Friday
long as
rains.
We're not at Central Columbia and they make us, or Bloomsburg, and make us sit outside.
Yeah.
Right, so, well, yeah, one of those places.
That's not going to happen. However, with Loyal Sock likely making the playoffs, it will be the regularly scheduled week seven spot. I'm sorry, I was right the first time. Week eight spot. The Braves will have to find a new team, and it appears as though it will be Midwest at Midwest next week. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. And Braves are also trying and thinking about putting a week nine game in, as you are able to do that as long as you stay in conference. And it appears that that may happen as well this year. So it looks like there might be two more games for Shikellamy no matter what. Couple of big games on the docket tonight, and one of them is down at Kemp Memorial Stadium in Shamokin. That is our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week this week. And that will be the Shamokin Indians taking on the Selins Grove Seals, and depending on what happens in that game will likely depend on who's hosting next week in the
playoffs. Well, that's what they said. One of them's going to finish second and one's going to finish third, but whichever one gets the second spot is going to be the home team. So how many times can you say in a football season that you played the same team three times?
Yeah. Basketball, we've had that before.
Oh, basketball, we've had Shikellamy play Selins Grove four times.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, we'll be watching that. That'll be our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week. Blaze Alexander, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. And, of course, you can follow all of the games online as well on the Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard at WKOK.com. Chief, when you look at tonight's game, the Braves really moved the ball very well in the first drive the last time these two teams met. Ran the ball well with a patchwork offensive line. The one thing that was missing was, as we've talked about with Coach Kaiser week in and week out, getting that combo, getting off the combo block and getting that secondary block downfield. And that's one of the things the Braves struggled with in that first drive. But the problem is they got inside the five and turned it over on downs. And if you talk to Coach Kaiser after that game, the first thing he said was, we left points on the table even though we won that game 13-0, Chief.
It seems that teams have gone away from running a power-type offense once they get inside the five. And, you know, I remember years ago there was what they called wedge blocking. And, you know, you just had your one of your better running backs just stick his helmet into the back of his three offensive linemen in front of him, and they formed a wedge and tried to drive people out of there. And, a lot of times you'll see, you know, they'll try to run a trap or they'll try to run, just off tackle, but not that wedge. Everybody's individual blocking. You got a lot of guys in the gaps there. There's a lot of places for people to come through, especially when you go into a goal line defense where each gap is really covered.
Well, and we saw Milton playing a lot of those 8 and 9 in the box type sets with their version of the 3-5 that they run. And, you know, again, you don't expect to see anything else this week but 8-9 in the box. And because they're daring right now, Shikellamy's offense, the way Jersey Shore did a week ago, to throw the football.
Well, Coach Dave said in the paper I read that he said, well, we have to stop their run. So, you know, you're going to have people that are going to constantly, you know, do what Mount Carmel did for years. And now it seems that a lot of the schools have adapted that, you know, we want you to try to throw the ball.
It's been 8.5 quarters, over 100 minutes of football since the Braves have been able to put something other than an oval number up on the board and the offense. Now, that doesn't mean that they've been playing poorly. You know, you look at the first couple of drives at Shamokin, very good offensive run. They moved the ball downfield quickly. The defense held for a little bit, and then Shamokin found weaknesses and took over in that game. Braves defense picked it up a little bit the next week against Selins Grove. Played two really good quarters in the first half and then ran out of gas in the third and fourth quarter. Last week we saw four really good quarters of defensive football for the Braves. You know, you can't really take the safety against them, and then the late touchdown was because of the safety, so, you know, you can't really hold that against them. When you look at this, the Braves' defense has progressively played better and better and better as this year went on, and the offense has been the big difference in the games.
Yeah, one significant play away from tying Jersey Shore with a chance to go ahead up until the five-minute mark. And let's face it, last week it was their punter that got Shikellamy, you know, pinned inside the 10, and then they lost a couple of yards again, and they had to punt from their own 3. And of course, John Gittins was forced to try to go high for the snap, and he stepped out of bounds for the safety. Well, the next thing we know, you're punting from your own 20 or kicking off from your 20, and Jersey Shore's got another chance to drive in. And you and I both thought that the Braves, Fitzgerald, intercepted the pass about the 5-yard line. It looked to us like it was an interception.
Well, we had that conversation, and he says, and he admits that he did not quite get all the way underneath it.
Okay.
But it was one of those still that was a pretty iffy call, and it had to be. And the only issue that I had with it, and folks that were listening last week know that we both feel as though we've seen better games and better handled games. The problem that I had was to me, in my angle, it looked like the back official that was making the call from behind, which I don't think he could have seen it quite as well. Yeah. Now, that could have been one of the other officials, and then he followed it. That's possible, too.
And that's how they got the final touchdown, to make it look like, you know, it was a little bit wider spread. But anybody that listened to the game last week knew that we were pretty intense, all right, through halfway through the fourth quarter, just hoping the Braves could come through offensively. I don't think the Braves played a better defensive game all year long.
I agree.
Let's go back to the Selins Grove game. They were doing terrific until the punt return, and that was a breakdown on special teams by Brett Ford. And, I mean, he's the one that got the Seals on the board.
Well, and then momentum changes with the opening kick of the second half, bouncing off the shoulder pads and off the knee of the returner, and all of a sudden a very short field for Selins Grove, and then momentum completely shifted.
And, you know, it's things like that you just sit back and you wonder how they would have changed, how the outcome of the game would have changed if it would have been a little bit different. But that's all part of the game. I mean, you've got offense, you got defense, you got special teams, and special teams are a key. And a lot of times teams don't put as much effort into that part of their game as they do the other two. And, you know, like just staying in your lanes, going downfield. Unfortunately, with the way practices are run nowadays and you don't have a lot of time to get ready, especially this year, your special teams don't get a lot of work in the preseason.
And unfortunately here on senior night, well, not senior night, but the last game here at Chickalamee Stadium, one senior is not going to be able to make the get in the, on the field tonight, and that's Jared Oaks, who is ineligible because of being ejected for that
games.
One. And that ejection, as I was just about ready to say, you're right on it, Chief, that ejection actually was entered by the officiating crew as a two-game ejection, which is extremely rare. I know that the Braves...
It's new this year, Kevin.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was meant for the Susquehanna Valley.
It was extremely rare to see it enforced, let me put it that way.
I think it was...
I've seen it in other situations.
I think it was meant more for instances where players have actually gone after officials
right.
on a call. And, you know, that type of thing. And if you watch what happened
flagrant
with Jared,
violence.
If you look at what happened to Jared, he was a victim of second man.
Yeah.
You know, instance. And
yeah.
And it really wasn't that much, but it was called, and that's the way it is.
And you lose a guy who has two tackles for a loss, a sack, 13 tackles on the year, and probably would have had a few more in the second half of the game last week.
But we replaced him at right tackle with a sophomore last year up there at Jersey Shore. And I talked about that. You know, there's a young man that probably is a ninth grader last year, didn't get a lot of – there is no ninth grade team, and they only played one JV
right.
game. So his first experience basically in a game with Chickalamee is he's got to play a tackle for one of the best teams in the Valley against Jersey Shore. So, yeah, you're right, Kevin. There's a lot of ifs, and there's a lot of situations that we just wonder how things would have worked out. But that's all part of the football game.
But it looks like you got three games left, potentially, to wrap up this season. A very good chance to end on an extremely high note and go into next season with a lot of guys coming back and a lot of good young players coming back, too. And that's where everything's got to think, where the direction that this program has to be thinking here tonight. We'll get a check on what Coach Jim Kaiser's thinking here in just a moment. We'll have Coach Kaiser's interview coming up as we bring you Chickalamee football on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley and now conveniently located just off the strip at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealance Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find the legal solutions you need for your life or business. So whether your legal needs involve estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating any of the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business, contact the Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
For nearly six decades, Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supplies has served the home health needs of Central PA with outstanding respiratory services and quality home medical equipment. We provide solutions to enhance the lives of our customers and their loved ones by helping them be safer, more comfortable, and independent at home. With offices in Williamsport, Lewisburg, Lock Haven, Wellsboro, Harrisburg, and Carlisle, there is always a nearby office to help you improve your life. Now open, our new Hubs location in the Susquehanna Valley Mall in Sealands Grove.
My 84 Corvette is my shrine. I'm super picky about how it looks, and I don't really trust just anyone to shine it up and clean it the way I want until I found Hoopy's Detailing. Hoopy's Detailing is in Sunbury, and Mike, the owner, he treated my car as if it was his own. He was so cautious and I think as much of a perfectionist as I am. It's shiny, spotless. He even took care of some paint correction from a summer storm. Get a full detail. That's wash, wax, and interior or exterior only, or any detailing. Book your spot now for Hoopy's Detailing. Race Street, Sunbury. That's H-O-O-P-I-E. S. Hoopy's Detailing on Facebook, too.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martz's.com.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin here with Coach Jim Kaiser, the Shikellamy Braves. When you look at last week's game defensively, it was one of the best, if not the best, performances through the season. I mean, holding Jersey Shore, who had scored 53 points against you a couple of weeks earlier, to just 7 points with about 7-8 minutes left in the game, that had to make you pleased.
Oh, absolutely. Kids worked hard. Bill did a great job of scheming the game, but different kids have stepped up and moved to different positions, and right now we're really gelling. Like I said earlier, it's like a puzzle, and we finally fit the pieces together on defense. Now we got to work on offense.
Well, and that's going to be the next question. Your offense had some moments against Milton, especially early in the game, where you were really getting some great blocks, especially up front with a patchwork offensive line. You got another patchwork offensive line again this week due to injury and some other situations. But how do you keep that momentum going from the way that they blocked that first series or so against Milton last time?
Well, I thought the kids did a good job last week, even though, we had so many new kids playing there. We had JV kids playing. I thought they had a great effort, but this week we get one guy back, which really helps in Luke Manuzak. But we moved some guys around, and I feel confident that we can do some good things with the offense this week.
Well, let me ask you this. The numbers have been a little lower in the passing game than it has been. Part of it, obviously, is the time in the offensive line, but how much of it is getting the running game going, too?
Well, that's a huge part of it. I mean, right now, teams can just load up on our receivers and play man because we're not getting time back there. If we could run the football, they wouldn't be able to just bring everybody and, that's killing us right now because they're bringing seven. We have five guys a block. If we start running the football, we got to take some of those guys, out of the. They can't come at us as hard as they want to. So, we've got to get the running game going. Hopefully, we can do it this week.
Well, think about how many weeks you've seen 8-9 guys in the box. This is probably going to be the fourth or fifth straight week.
Oh, at least, yeah. Again, with Drew, and that's what we tried to do last week early in the ball game against Jersey Shore. We tried to put Drew outside and put Duncan at quarterback and get Drew in space. But they did a great job on that and. Putting Drew back at quarterback here. We have very talented running backs. We just got to give them some room to run. And if we get a couple creases, I think we'd be fine.
Jim, does the defensive scheme change a little bit with the change that Milton has made at quarterback this year?
No. Right now, the way our defense is playing, and again, I thought, you're playing against Jersey Shore, who was averaging 40 points a game. Great passing team. Have one of the leaders in the passing game. Milton went to a more throwing type quarterback. I think what we've done in the past couple of weeks, we're just going to stick with. And I think if we do that, I think we'll be fine.
Defense, as we said, has been playing well, even in the Selins Grove game, had a really good first half in that, a couple of bad breaks. So now what is the key? The key has to be on the offensive side of the ball. What's the big key that you feel has to happen in this game to get a W?
We've got to complete passes. If we can get a couple quick ones early, it'll open up the run game for us. When we get the run game going, we get Drew on the outside. We get Colton Simcoe running some of the inside stuff. I said, I told Drew, I said, if we do that, I said, this can open everything up for you, and it'll be outstanding. I think we can move the ball really well then.
I want to talk about something that was a tradition that you've had for many years that you brought last night for the final home game of the season, and you brought it here to Shikellamy. You call it the senior stroll. Talk about that a little bit and what it means to you as a coach as well as the player.
Well, the senior stroll is the player's last, we call it the last 100 yards. Their teammates clap for them as they're walking down or running down. They get their choice. They can run. They can jog. They can walk, anything they want to do. When they get down there, they talk to all their teammates and the coaches what Shikellamy football meant to them through their 4 years. It's been a very emotional things at times. Sometimes it's funny, some kind of times. But the general thing that you get out of it is how they feel about their teammates. And it, to me, tonight especially, or last night especially, the guys kept bringing up brothers. You're my brothers. You're my brothers. And if that's what they're saying, that to me, that means that we're doing a good job.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg. Taking the deals the other guys.
Wow, what a year, huh? Life has changed for everybody, but what if this was a year that really changed your life for the better? It can be, and it begins at Lackawanna College Sunbury Center. We can help you get the education you need for the future you want right here close to home. At Lackawanna, you can choose from a variety of degree programs and fields where your skills will be in demand. An associate degree, or pursue your bachelor's. Lackawanna is the smart place to start. They say hindsight is 20/20. Look back on 2020 as the year you made it happen. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hello, we're the Sub-6, John and Tracy, owners of Carpet Man in Milton.
For 4 years now, our family has been raising money to help fight breast cancer.
We care so much because we know how hard the battle is. I'm a proud survivor of breast cancer, and that's why we're raising money for the Thyra Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital.
For each and every flooring sale in October, Carpet Man will make a donation to the hospital.
These are tough times, but Carpet Man is committed to make a difference.
We hope to see you soon here at Carpet Man.
You're invited to the first annual Aaron's Trunk or Treat on October 31st from 1 to 3 p.m. in the parking lot at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. It'll provide a fun, safe environment for parents or guardians to bring children in costumes to trick-or-treat and enjoy the fun of the holiday. When you arrive, be sure to sign up at the registration table for some great door prizes and up to $50 off a new agreement. Aaron's is offering 6 months same as cash and free setup and delivery. Visit Aaron's showroom the whole month of October for great clearance sales and new merchandise coming in weekly. Aaron's in Sealands Grove. We are easy, beautiful, and affordable. Stop by today.
It's game time, and the team at I'm the Guy Basement Systems is ready to give you a customized game plan to fix your basement's problems. Moisture, seepage, mold, those are serious problems that won't go away on their own. Let ITG help. We offer free inspections to ensure your home is dry and healthy. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com to schedule your free estimate today.
ITG Basement Systems. I'm the guy.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glix installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glix Heat and Glow products.
Starting lineup for tonight's matchup between the Braves and the Milton Black Panthers. Drew Balestrini will be at quarterback for the Braves offense, coming in at 1-5. The 6'1", 155 senior, 32 of 103, 4 interceptions, 388 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Behind him will be Gage Wolf, a 5'10", 170 junior. Isaac Schaefer-Knights, a 5'9", 190 sophomore. Colton Simcoe, a 5'10", 160 junior. Davis Marshall will be the tight end, leading the team with 9 catches and 115 yards and an average of 13 yards a grab for the 6'4", 190 senior. John Pfeiffer will be the 6'3", 165 junior. Across the front, it'll be Caleb Kashner at left tackle, a 6'4", 212 junior, along with Alex Geiser, the left guard. Geiser, a 5'11", 205 junior. Cooper Manuzic is the center, a 5'9", 135 freshman. Trent Schrader at right guard, a 5'10", 207 sophomore, along with Curtis Raker at right tackle, the 5'9", 230 junior. Defensively for Milton, it'll be Farrell Sipe, the defensive tackle, a 5'9", 210 junior. Nate Fabian is a defensive tackle, 6'3", 300-pound junior. Jalen Jovell will be the nose guard, a 6'10", 310 junior. Peyton Rarick will be one of the linebackers tonight, along with Ashton Canello, Nate Scholl, Nate Valadares, and Nolan Loss. Cadre Ebert will be the corner, along with Dylan Reif and Xavier Minium, the sophomore at center, or excuse me, at safety. The 0-5 Milton Black Panther offense will line up with Wade Young at quarterback, the 6'2", 180 sophomore, 19 of 30, two interceptions, two touchdowns, 220 yards. Ashton Canello is the running back, the 6'1", 205 junior, with 140 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Nate Valadares, a 5'10", 180 senior, 179 on the ground for Valadares on his 69 carries. Xavier Minium is the wide receiver, a 6'2", 175 sophomore, leading the team with 11 catches for 241 yards and two touchdowns. Ashton Crawl is the tight end, the 6'3", 175 sophomore. Across the front, Hunter Zettelmoyer, a 6'2", 230 freshman. Farrell Seip, a 5'9", 210 junior. Nathan Roush, a senior, at 6'1", 230 a junior. Josh Dobb, the guard, 5'10", 210-pound senior. Nolan Law, 6', 225 sophomore. For the Braves tonight in their 3-5 defense, it'll be Jaden McCormick at defensive tackle, Isaac Schaefer Knights at nose, Ethan Cherber-Ortiz, 5'10", 195 sophomore, defensive tackle. Davis Marshall will be the dog, along with Colton Simcoe. Gage Wolf will be the Will linebacker, Duncan Weir the Mike, and Luke Snyder the Sam linebacker. Duncan Weir leading the team in tackles with 76, also leading the team in sacks with 2, and he's 13th in the state, according to Max Preps, in defensive tackles. Drew Balestrini is the corner, along with John Pfeiffer. Connor Fitzgerald is the safety, does have an interception and 2 forced fumbles for the 6'1", 170 senior. Braves making their appearance out on the field in their maroon jerseys with white pants and maroon helmets. Milton in their all-white tonight on the other side. Kickoff is next on WKOK.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new Jeep Renegade up to $7,000. Jeep Adventure Day discounts all month long, great selection, 0% financing on many Jeep models. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
You'll see the world of difference at Central Vision Eye Care in the Susquehanna Valley. Conserving and improving your vision with the latest ophthalmic technology is the commitment of Dr. Daniel Facero and Dr. Tara Unsicker-Facero. Central Vision Eye Care is scheduling appointments for their locations in Lewisburg, Milton, and Montoursville. Central Vision Eye Care for vision exams, medical exams, cataract surgery. Central Vision Eye Care, where patients are their focus. See us at centralvisioneyecare.com or call 570-768-4970. That's 570-768-4970.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. As we continue in the green phase per the governor's order, most of our staff continues to work from home to practice social distancing for the safety of our staff and clients. During this time, we are operating under the guidance of the insurance department. Our office remains available to service our current and new clients by phone, by calling 570-286-5855, email, and by appointment. Our after-hours emergency service is also ready to assist our clients with their needs. From the team at Purdy Insurance, stay safe, be well, be kind, and know that we remain dedicated to the highest levels of service to protect what matters most.
Oh, I hate this line. I'm going to be late for work. I just want a cup of good coffee. And I don't have all day to sit here waiting.
Well, good news for you. You can get fresh roasted coffee and treats at Route 11 Coffee and Cream on the Danville Highway. It's going to be the funnest, funkiest coffee shop in the valley with a drive-thru that serves you friendly and fast. So go to their Facebook page now for updates. Route 11 Coffee and Cream on, you know, Route 11, of course, in between Nori and Danville.
Join us for the grand opening Monday, October 20th.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
In-store, at home, or anywhere in between. Now, you decide how to buy your next car, truck, van, or SUV. Conduct the entire process online from the comfort of your home and let us deliver your new vehicle to you. Or begin the experience online and finish it in our store for a quick and easy car buying experience. with never-before-seen incentive, now is the time to buy. All backed by our lowest price guarantee. So start your online digital buying experience today at blazealexander.com. Taking deals the other guys won't.
Underway with the opening kick. Whitaker sends it down to about the 15-yard line. Taken there at the 15-yard line. And coming back with it for the Braves is John Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will come up to the sideline to the 15, to the 20, 25, and get to the 26-yard line. And that's where he will set at the 26-yard line. A couple of changes in the starting lineup here. It'll be Hawk at tackle. Geiser now moving to center in starting lineup that
Kevin,
we just mentioned.
Nathan Shaw was the initial tackler on that play also for Milton.
Braves go with four quicks, kind of like they did against Shamokin. In motion, Weir, high snap and a whistle and a flag, and this one's going to be a false start against the Braves, but it'll give us a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Football.
Shikellamy Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie as we get ready for play number one of this game, because the first one didn't really count.
Kevin,
was an offside.
Kevin, excuse me, but when you change your center 2 minutes before the game starts, it's going to cause a little bit of difference in the cadence.
Absolutely.
And also in the snap, and that's probably what happened on that illegal procedure.
And it was a high snap as well. And this snap control by Balestrini. Balestrini almost ducked under a tackle, and the ball got loose, but he was whistled down. A nice defensive play by Nolan Loss, who was all over the field a couple of weeks ago in the game against Shikellamy.
Yeah, well, he really didn't tackle Balestrini. Balestrini tried to duck inside, and he lost his footing, and he fell down. But it was he's the one that caused the problems. Again, another high snap. And, you know, that's just a tenth of a second delay. But with the way the Braves haven't been blocking, that tenth of a second is probably the difference between life and death for Balestrini back there.
Loss of two will bring up second down and 17 from the Shikellamy 18-yard line. In motion to the near side now. And Balestrini will send it out. He will find number two, and that is Marshall. Marshall across the 25 to the 30, but a flag in the backfield at the 10-yard line. And it looks like they're just going to end up picking that flag up.
Oh, we got two injured.
And there's two
Milton players on the ground. Nice job by Davis once he got the pass. He did a nice job of getting upfield because he didn't get a lot of blocking, but he did manage to stretch out that 6'4" body.
Officials coming to the near side and roughing the passer is the call against Milton. Wow. So that ball at the 30-yard line or the 27-yard line is going to go 15 yards down further, and it will now be spotted at the Shikellamy 46-yard line. Chief, you have our officials for tonight.
Well, we got the crew from out in the coal region. Joe Klebon is the referee, and his brother Dan Klebon is the line judge. Franny Vitero, who's been doing this a long time with just about everybody, is the umpire. Dennis Reprish, who's also been officiating a long time, is the linesman. And Scott Schlag and Bob Neidig are the side judge and the field judge.
I like to call this the Coal Region Legion.
Well, you know, Joe's been doing football a long time.
That's
a
for sure.
A long, long time.
And does some basketball now that he's not coaching as well.
Yes, he does. We're waiting until everybody's off the field before we can get started.
Yeah, we got Coach Davis, I think, is still the one on the field. And both, I did not see who the Milton players were that came off the field. Man in motion to the near side is Fitzgerald. That went way over the head of Balestrini. Balestrini's going to pick it up at about the 25. He's going to run into the referee fall down at the 17-yard line. And
it
that'll come down as a sack for loss.
And worse and worse. You know, he'd been better if he just would have fallen on the ball where it was. He did one. He made a move to his left, circled to his left, ran into the official, bounced off of him, circled to the right, and just kept losing yardage. And boy, they're back. It's second down in a long, long way. But listen,
lost about 25 on that one.
I mean, there you have a guy that hasn't been doing any reps at center all week long.
Actually, a loss of 27.
Unbelievable. Yep. Unbelievable.
Four quicks now in the second down and 37 back at the 18-yard line. Balestrini gets the snap. He will find a screen and is complete to the far side to the 25, to the 30, and knocked off his feet at the 30 is Colton Simcoe. Had a couple of blockers in front of him. They'll spot him at the 31-yard line.
I don't know, Kevin, did it look like he could have got outside on that? And, you know, he followed his
like
blocking,
maybe.
But it looked like if he might have kicked it outside, he wouldn't have got the first down, but he might have gotten a couple more. That's pretty well executed, to be honest with you, Kevin.
And a sideline warning against Shikellamy. So a sideline warning against Shikellamy is not a penalty, but they will make it the next time around. Gain, by the way, of 11 on that. We'll bring up a third down at the 31-yard line. It'll be third down and 25. Clock winding with 9:46 to go. Here in the scoreless first quarter, Braves got the opening kick. Marshall coming to the near side with Weir in the wing. Actually, he's going to be the slot receiver. Two receivers to the far side, sidecar right for Balestrini, and they may have run out of time, and this might be a delay of game, and it is.
Delay of game against the Braves.
So now back to third down and 30 as the Braves offense struggles to move forward. They'll call the same play again, so they'll line, or pretty close to it, so they'll line everybody up again. Four quicks. With the lone back, Simcoe to the right of Balestrini. Get a change at center right before the game started. Snap comes back to Balestrini. Screen pass to the near side. Simcoe's got it to 35 to the 40. Spins to the inside to the 45-yard line. And it'll be fourth down and 11. Now, another thing that we didn't get a chance to tell you about in the pregame is John Gittens is not available tonight. So the Braves will have a change at punter and kicker. And I think it is going to be Balestrini deciding what to do with this one.
Well, Barrel Sipe was the one that brought the run ball carrier for the Braves down on a tackle, Kevin.
Rarick to the near side. And to the far side, looks like Wagner. Balestrini from his own 31-yard line, and Milton will jump off sides, and that'll be a free five. So that'll be fourth down and six, and now it's a...
You're at the 50-yard line.
Might want to roll the dice a little bit.
Exactly. I think they're going to do it, Kevin.
Well, they'll, Coach Kaiser says from time to time he is a little bit of a gambler. But remember, your quarterback is your punter right now,
well,
too.
Listen,
the offense is coming back in. Yep, they'll bring the full offense back in on fourth down and six. Milton will have to make a late change as well. 10 on the play clock. They got everybody in. Marshall's late. He's got to get the play. Pfeiffer to the near side. Three to the short side of the field. Three on the play clock and a timeout by the Braves as Coach Kaiser was trying to get that one in, and he had to burn a timeout that he didn't want to burn with 8:22 to go here in a scoreless first quarter.
Again, Kevin, you have to be amongst the players on the sideline when you're out, supposed to be out in the field. And again, what happened, he called for offense and several of the Braves offensive players did not go out, and that caused them to take longer to snap that ball, and therefore he had to burn a timeout.
On the Alexander Family Dealership out-of-town scoreboard, are you ready for the shocker of the early night? Lewisburg up on Loyal Sox 7-0. That game in the first quarter at Harold L. Bowling Memorial Stadium.
They've got one of the best running backs in the Valley, and they just haven't been able to spring him a lot against some of the teams. You think about that schedule that Lewisburg plays.
Oh my gosh. Fourth down and six from the midfield stripe. The Braves are going to send the offense back out on the field after the Milton offside penalty. Balestrini in the shotgun. Sidecar left. Three receivers to the far side near hash mark, moving left to right. Blitz coming. Balestrini has time, rolls out. Now he's got to come to the near side, makes a man miss, has some grass in front of him. He's going to cut it upfield to the 50. He's got the first down to the 40, to the 35, 30, in the midfield, down to the 20, to the outside, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Shikellamy!
No laundry on the field either, Kevin.
50 yards and ran about 70 to get six on the board.
And a nice job by the Braves all around, because there was a lot of opportunities to get blocking from the behind or blocking on the back, and they stayed away from doing it. But, hey, it was the legs of Drew Balestrini and the ability to cut back and forth and just got everybody discombobulated, okay,
now,
from defense.
Nicholas Kuntz will be the extra point kicker, the place kicker. And Weir gets the snap down. It is up. It is right between the yellow posts. And with 8:03 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is Shikellamy 7, Milton nothing. Second time the Braves have scored on their opening drive this year.
Yeah. Well, Steve Jones asked me what I thought was important for Shikellamy, and I said, well, the defense is very strong. They're going to play well, but I thought that if Shikellamy could score first, that's a mental breakthrough for them, and it also puts Milton on much more on the defensive. And at that time, it looked like it. How would you like to be the defensive lineman for Milton that jumped off sides? Instead of punting, yeah. The Braves decided to go for it on fourth and sixth,
yeah.
And that turns out to be a touchdown. So good for the Braves, not so good for the Black Panthers.
You know, you mentioned being on the Steve Jones Show Thursday. Steve got caught in a fog out. He had, yeah, to land in Chicago tonight to get to Indiana tomorrow for the Penn State game.
I was listening.
He was on the show at 4 o'clock. On his phone driving,
yeah,
to Indiana.
And, of course, his brother, the King, asking, well, what kind of car did you get? What kind of car did you drive?
They flew into O'Hare. That's as close as they could get. Or flew into Chicago, I should say. It's as close as they could get because the broadcast team did not fly in with the football team. And there's an onside kick attempt, and flags will fly. I think somebody ran offside on that onside attempt.
Against the Braves. You know, that's something. You know, you're going to use the a little bit of shock here and surprise, and on the first kickoff that you have for the night, you do the onsides and you think it's going to be a surprise, but the surprise is over because one of your players jumped offsides.
Yeah, no surprise onside now.
No. Nope.
And now they're going to bring in Kuntz once again.
Well, Milton, with your standard 5-2-2-2. Kickoff receiving team.
5-2-2.
Well, look, 5-2-2.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I wasn't last.
I didn't know.
That's basic. We've done that for years.
And that's taking it about the 20-yard line. Coming straight up the middle of the field now is Rarick. Rarick to the 30, to the 32, and he will draw about 9 of the 11 special teams players in maroon. And at the 33-yard line with 7:56 to go in the first quarter, Milton will have their first possession of the game.
Davis Marshall was one of those, but also Duncan Weir. And there, I think that entire left side of the kickoff team got to him.
Don't forget, coming up tomorrow on WKOK, Penn State Nittany Lions football. They are back. The Nittany Lions will take on Indiana. If Steve makes it to Indiana via car, that'll be at 2. Here's the handoff and a beautifully designed play to Valderis over the right side. Across the 40, the 45. First down, gain of about 14. Boy, Wade Young, the quarterback, hands it off from the shotgun. Actually, a pistol formation, really.
It was a crossbuck play, Kevin. The right halfback crossed in front of him. He faked it. Going to the left, the left halfback went right, and that's what he did.
And
it's almost like a scissors or a counter play.
Yeah, I was gonna say it resembles a scissors play a lot. And it just froze the linebackers. First and 10 at the Milton 48. Shotgun formation for Young. He'll send a man in motion. That's Canelo to the near side. He's going to be all alone in the backfield now. He's going to send it out to Canelo. It is a backwards pass, but Canelo completes it and catches it and gets dropped at about the 49-yard line of Shikellamy in on the tackle. Simcoe, the dog on the outside.
Well, Colton's become one of the better outside backers in the league, and he did a nice job of limiting that to a 2-yard gain. Open field tackle, got him around the knees, brought it down to the ankles, and down he went.
Second down, we'll make it second down in, say, a short 7. Two receivers head to the far side of the field. That's Minim and Reif, and Minim's the one you got to worry about. Pistol formation, offset, handoff goes to the second back through. That's Valderis. It was a great fake again to Canelo, and Canelo drew a crowd. Well, Valderis picks up another couple of yards. Will be third down and about 3.
Exact same play, but instead of the right halfback going first, the left halfback went, and the right halfback got the ball to the left side. And they had him at the line of scrimmage, but then he broke away from it and picks up enough yardage that they only have 3rd and 3.
6:20 remaining here in the first quarter. Shikellamy leading at 7-0. Milton with their first drive, and this one getting into Shikellamy territory at the 46-yard line. Third down and about 3 or 4. very tight, like Mount Carmel-esque formation. And the give to the quarterback, or the direct snap, I should say, to Canelo. And Canelo will get close to that first down marker. He might be about a yard short.
Piper in on the tackle.
Nope, they're going to say first down.
Along with, I thought he got it too. He stretched out his body there at the end.
They brought in a couple of extra big guys, and it looked a little bit like what Mount Carmel used to do with putting in two extra guards behind the guard and tackle.
Again, I thought the Braves got a hand on him in the backfield, but you know, sometimes you got to get the shoulder. He's a pretty big quarterback, Kevin.
Young now back in the quarterback slot. He'll flop the tight end and the wing to the near side. That's the short side. Braves are going to bring guys from the right side. Here they come. Handoff to Valderas. Valderas spins off a tackler at the 40, down to the 36-yard line. And a gain of five on that first down carry. I'll tell you, Chief, this offensive set that they're running now in the pistol formation with Young is a completely different offense than we saw earlier in the season.
That's effective right now. That was a very unusual miss for Duncan Weary. He lowered his head, and the runner did a nice spin move around him to pick up that yardage.
You know, it's funny. Both of these offenses are playing differently than
Is this unbalanced, Kevin? Look how
very
unbalanced this is.
And it's a tight bunch to the far side of the field. And Valderas will get the carry. He'll go out that way. He'll get the first down to the 30-yard line before he's finally knocked off his feet there by Luke Snyder, the Sam. And Milton's running game just putting the ball right on the ground and pounding it right through Shikellamy's middle.
Well, Kevin, if you look at the three down linemen for Shikellamy, if you would add up their combined weights, I don't think they'd be much over 400 pounds.
You're right. They went with the starters there, McCormick, Schaefer, Knights, and Ortiz, 175, 170, yeah. 195. They're there for their speed.
Well, Curtis Raker's back in at one of the tackle spots.
You're right. Raker back in at defensive tackle. Here's the play fake. Rolling out. Firing it complete to the 20. Flag flies there as Minium picks it up and gets down to about the 15-yard line, but it's all coming back as there was a hold. Actually, two flags on the play right about the 28-yard line. And it is against Milton.
Nice play. Minium is probably one of the better receivers in this region, and he was wide open, and he did a great job of catching that ball and getting around the right side or left side, excuse me. But sometimes it makes it a little bit different when you know that one of your linemen was holding.
Well, no, actually, it's ineligible receiver. He got downfield too far,
so it's a 10-yard penalty for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
First and 20 from the 40. Well, there might have been two penalties on that, Chief, now that I think about it. I didn't see two flags. I know one of them was ineligible. And that one is Valderas on that little cross bucket. He is nailed by Raker, spun around, and then dropped down by Weir as he helps finish him off.
One of the things that Curtis Raker does well is he gets a really good surge, and we call it a penetration into the offensive line. Sometimes he goes too far. That time he went right to the point of contact, the mesh point between the quarterback and the running back, and he disrupted everything and knocked him off stride to get the tackle.
Second down and 23 from the 43-yard line. 7-0 Shikellamy, 3:42 to go here in the first quarter. Shotgun, sidecar right, tight bunch formation to the near side. The pitch goes to Valderas. He's got blockers in front to the 40, and then he is raced out of bounds short of the 35. Knocked out of bounds there by Pfeiffer for the Braves.
You're right. They really did try to overpower the left side or the right side of Shikellamy's defense, and Simcoe's out there kind of by himself. And then, you know, you block down on that. Well, first of all, the Braves had their three defensive linemen on the center and both guards, and that means there's a lot of space between the guard and out to the next outside backer, and Milton took advantage of it that time.
Third down and 17 at the 38 after a gain of about five. Now we'll go with a pistol offset formation with the backs to the right-hand side. Young will play fake, come to the near side. He will fire it, and a sliding catch. No, he could not hang on to it.
And there's a penalty.
And a late flag coming. It was going to be a decent sliding catch by number three, Minium, but he couldn't hang on to it. And you're right, a flag back here
personal,
for roughing the passer. An automatic first down. So both teams with big roughing the passer penalties, changing the complexion of the drive.
Well, I think that was a little bit of out of frustration for the Shikellamy player, because from up here, the offensive lineman for Milton had a hold of his shoulder as he was trying to get to the passer.
Remember, yeah. It's only the one who reacts that gets called.
I know. I understand that.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the nice things about this time of year is the house over to our right there with the Dragons. You look over there, you just glance, and you see two red eyes and another set of two red eyes. It is kind of spooky over there. I love those decorations.
This is like two home games in a row. We talked about that, Kevin.
Well, we've only had three. Young with the handoff goes to Valdez. Ball is loose. Shikellamy's on it. At the 29-yard line, coming up with the fumble recovery,
Duncan
the 13th
Weir.
Leading tackler in the state, Duncan Weir. And that is his first fumble recovery of the season, first turnover of the game.
I don't know which one of the down linemen. I think it might have been Curtis Raker. Met him right in the hole, and textbook tackle. Might have been I couldn't tell for sure, might have been the backer on that side. But they put him right down, and the ball came loose, and good turnover for Shikellamy.
Needed that one after the roughing the passer penalty. Now Braves will go shotgun once again. Sidecar to the left in the near hash mark, moving left to right. Three receivers to the wide side of the field. Delivery goes to Balestrini. He's going to run this one all the way. Gets to the outside to the 25 and back to the original line of scrimmage before he runs out of real estate there and is tackled by number 23, Bo Shelley. Actually, I don't think they're going to spot him a yard behind the line of scrimmage there. Second down and 11 for the Braves
again,
at their own 28.
Again, the Braves trying to get outside, and Milton doing a nice job of stretching everything out. You know, the old East-West a lot of times gets you in trouble.
It's a lot of yards to run and only lose a yard and not pick up any. They'll go four quicks on this one from the far hash mark. Sidecar right, Balestrini, direct snap, fires it, completes it over to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer at the 32, breaks a tackle down the sideline to the 40, to the 50, stiff arm and leans ahead to the 41-yard line in Milton territory. Great effort by Pfeiffer on the catch and run.
Well, he broke the tackle, and once he did, the only person that was there between him and the goal line was the safety, and that's who brought him down, number 7. Peyton Rarick.
29 yards on the reception. First and 10 in Milton territory for the second time tonight at the 42-yard line. Clock winding with 2:08 to go in a 7-0 Shikellamy lead. Weir in motion to the far side of the field to make it trips to the short side. Balestrini gets a direct snap. He finds Marshall, overthrows Marshall. Kind of got his feet. It looked like his feet weren't set and threw it off his back foot that time, Chief.
Yeah, I don't think Davis ran the full pattern either. I'm not quite sure. I thought you'd have to continue out here to the sideline.
Might have cut it off a little bit, you think?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what they.
He was open.
Yes, he was. He was wide open.
Two receivers once again. Rife on coverage on Marshall was definitely playing him back. Shotgun direct snap to the near side. They'll try it with Weir in the slot on the out.
Yeah.
It was there and couldn't hang on. It was a little too high.
Too high again.
They tried. They took Marshall to the middle of the field, and Weir did a little out pattern and did a little quick out, and he was there in front of Rife, the corner. Oh. Well-designed play. Just thrown a little too high. Third down and 10 from the Milton 42-yard line with a minute 55 to go. Clock stopped with the incompletion.
You know, the snap has been consistently high, and that's got to be disruptive if you're the quarterback.
So it throws off the timing
exactly.
A little bit. Yeah. Shotgun once again. Balestrini pointing out the blitzing linebacker. Milton jumping around. Now the pressure's coming from the outside. He fires it complete to the first down marker. And right down the seam there for Fitzgerald with a completion to the 29-yard line.
Nice job by Connor. He did a little curl pattern off of his route. And when he came around, it looked like he had actually slipped a little bit. When he came around, Drew delivered the ball right where it was supposed to be. Caught it, wrapped it up, and kept it from losing it. So another first down for the Braves.
And the Braves offense moving the ball tonight, something they hadn't been doing in the last couple of weeks. With a 7-0 lead after the fumble recovery by Weir on the Milton opening drive, or Milton's opening drive, I should say. Shotgun again, four receivers. Sidecar right, Milton blitzing. And Balestrini fires it, trying to catch it off of the shoulder sliding as Weir at the 30, and he can't do it. Pressure was coming by a well-timed blitz by Nolan Loss off the right side, Braves left.
As soon as Drew had the ball, he was being surrounded by white jerseys, and that has to be with the fact that they brought a lot of people. A lot of times you have a tendency, if you pass a lot, that you're going to see a lot of blitzing.
Yeah,
I would think so.
Four receivers in the pattern again. Shotgun sidecar left. Now Weir in motion will take the run to the corner, to the 25, to the 20, down inside the red zone to the 18-yard line. That'll be good enough for 12 and a first down.
Just a sweep, Kevin, out of the shotgun, and you know, nice job by Duncan to turn it up. But good job by the left side of Shikellamy's line, along with that wide receiver. They blocked everybody in, and once Duncan made the turn, there really wasn't anybody to beat him until he hit the secondary.
Braves in the red zone for the first time tonight. Their last touchdown came from 50 yards out. Balestrini, who scored that 50-yard touchdown on the quarterback keeper, will be in the shotgun. He gets a good snap, has time. Now he's got to roll out a little bit. Looks long downfield, trying to find Marshall. Flag coming for a push. And this one's going to be against Dylan Reif, who was beaten. And I'll tell you what, if he didn't shove him, it might have been six. That might have been a good defensive play.
You're right, Kevin. Davis had gotten behind him, and I thought at first Davis stumbled, but he stumbled because he got pushed.
Yeah, he stumbled because of a two-hand shiver to the back of the number two.
Well, that puts the ball right on the 10-yard line, if I'm
not
mistaken.
Remember, it is a half the distance to the goal here in high school. It is not a spot foul as in the NFL.
That would have been at the one-yard line.
That's right. So it'll be first down and one at the 10-yard, or second down and one at the 10.
How can that be?
No, I think it's first down and one. It's first and one.
Well, they changed it.
Okay. At the 10-yard line. Well, 10 and three-quarter. Fitzgerald in motion. He's going to get the fake call. It's going to go to Balestrini. Balestrini easily with a first down inside the 5 to the 2.
Nice job. Drew had to pick his spot in there because there's a lot of congestion, a lot of Milton Black Panthers in the road, but he split two of them and leaned forward and picked up its 5 yards.
Yeah, they're going to say his knee was down at the 4-yard line instead of stretching. He did not get the chance to stretch the two. Clock winding with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter play. Shikellamy still up 7-0 with an opportunity to add to it. Balestrini keeps it himself, and he got smothered at the 5. There was absolutely no room to run. And I'll give you two guesses at who it was. Nolan Loss again.
Nolan Loss from his linebacker spot. That's going to end the quarter, Kevin.
That will do it for the first quarter play. And at the end of one, the Braves are knocking on the door but have a 7-0 lead over the Milton Black Panthers. This is Shikellamy Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
No heat?
Better call McCreary.
Furnace is broke.
Better call McCreary.
Boiler not boiling?
Better call McCreary.
Heat pump tune up for winter.
Already?
Yep, already.
Better call McCreary.
Service, repair, installations. Call us because we're the best. McCreary's HVAC. Oh, and even R for refrigeration.
Better call McCreary's.
Call 570-473-8815 or on that device of yours. McCreary's HVAC Inc.com.
Better call McCreary's.
On the Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships out-of-town scoreboard, it's Lewisburg 14, Loyal Sox 7. That's in the first. Montgomery 14, Kawaneski Valley nothing in the first. Bloomsburg 7, Midwest nothing in the first. And on our Blaze Alexander, four tough game of the week. It is Sealands Grove, 13, Shamokin, nothing in the second at Kemp Memorial Stadium. Here in the start of the second quarter, Shikellamy leading at 7-0, but they have a third and goal at the 5-yard line. Second and goal, rather, at the 5-yard line. Back to pass, Balestrini, pressure coming. Throws a stiff arm. He's going to run to the pylon. He's got the pylon! Touchdown, Shikellamy! Balestrini with his second rushing touchdown of the ball game, and Shikellamy leads it 13-0.
Got the corner. Now no contain, and the last man that had a shot at him, you know, he just ran through his arms. And then you're right, it was I don't know, Kevin, it seems over the last 5 years that seems to be the thing to do. You get about the 2-yard line and you just explode, all right? Hopefully get across and get that ball across.
Extra point from Kuntz. High snap, sets down. The kicky is right into the heart of the line. And, boy, I'll tell you what, Weir had a tough time trying to bring that one down. And, you know, when you have a new guy kicking that hasn't kicked all year and, you know, you just try to get that timing down, boy, that makes it rough.
Yeah, and, you know, you're right that everything, that the first point after, everything went perfect with the snap to the hold to the kick. This time the snap was high.
Well, I got a couple of opportunities for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Got a couple of big runs, a turnover already for the Braves, so we'll have that for you coming up in the post game, and that will be obviously later on this evening.
And we only have approximately 35 minutes and 54 seconds yet to go here.
Not much.
That's all.
Not much time left. Don't forget, you can follow the Alexander Family Dealership out-of-town scoreboard online at WKOK.com. Click on the link for the scoreboard. And coming up on election night, we'll have wall-to-wall coverage of your vote counting beginning election night at 7 o'clock with WKOK and CBS News. You can also listen online at WKOK.com and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Did I hear them right today that over 40 million people have already voted?
Including me. And there's the line drive. Hits at the 15 to the 10. Take it at the 10. Now moving up to the 15 is Rarick, and he will be leveled at the 19-yard line.
That would be number 28 for the Braves, if I'm not mistaken. Nice tackle.
Chase Morgan.
Excellent job. And if he didn't get him, Jaden McDermott was right there. I thought Jaden might have, you know, been in a tackle. But, again, Morgan with an unassisted tackle on the kickoff.
You're right. A lot of people have put in their mail-in ballots already and taken advantage of that opportunity.
I've been asked to work at the polls at Rockefeller Township because a lot of people out there don't want to work because of their
age. They wanted you at Rockefeller Center.
Rockefeller. No. Yeah, that's right. Hey, there's a play. We watch what's going on out there.
Pistol formation. Here's the handoff. Valderas. Nope. Actually, make that Canelo. Canelo off the near side to the 23-yard line. Balestrini there with Marshall on the tackle.
No, it was Duncan Weir was the one that tackled him from his middle linebacker spot, and Marshall finished him off, all right? You're gonna get the Weirs upset with you if you don't make sure you get the right tackles in there.
Well, you know, when you're 13th in the state, according to Max Preps in tackles, you know, you want to make sure you're in that top 10 soon. That's all right. Remember, I'm never the official scorer for anything.
And that's a good thing.
You're right. You'll not get an argument from me. Pistol formation again. Young, the quarterback. He will hand it off to Canelo left side, and Canelo got a yard to the 25-yard line, and that was it.
I'm looking over there on that side. No, 25. That would be, I believe,
Schaefer Knight
in on the tackle. And also the freshman, Luke Snyder.
Snyder tied for the team in fumble recoveries with two this year, the 5'9", 165 freshman.
Couple of guys with some JOPs. That's always a lot of fun when you got them over there. You just kind of jump on the pile. You know?
Oh, thank you. I was going to say, what is JOP is what I never knew. Well, I was always under the pile. That's the problem. looking at the pile, let's be honest. Young with the play. He'll roll out and fake it. Fire it out for Minium, but he can't quite reach and make the connection. A little bit of pressure coming from the middle of the field. Like Turber Ortiz got in the backfield and made that a little bit disruptive.
Number 46, Kevin, or 48, and I think you are correct.
So that'll bring up fourth down and six.
That would be Ethan Turber, all right. Sean Turber's younger brother. who's still as old as, you know, being so young when he left here as a senior, probably is still eligible to play high school, even though he's a junior in college.
Here comes the punt. Oh. And that one is going to head out of bounds. Oh, actually, it's not going to head out of bounds. It hits at the 45 and then skirts the sidelines to the 36. Wow.
Still
I'll tell you what, that was a good, that was a nice little roll by Minium to keep it late, A, inbounds, and then get an extra 10 yards on it.
And, Kevin, how many times have you hit your golf shot down the edge of the woods, and instead of going straight down the edge like that, it kicks off into the brush?
No. You played golf with me. It just goes straight into the woods. There's no edge of the woods ever.
That was a different ball, to be honest with you, folks. It looked like it was going to come out of bounds.
I thought sure that was headed out of bounds. Shikellamy now with their third possession, scored on the last two. Balestrini gets a control of that one, throws it right through the fingers of Simcoe. Simcoe tried to run with it before he had it, but there is a flag coming from the far side of the field anyway. With 10:17 remaining here in the first half of play. Service Electric halftime report is coming up, so stick around for that. Balestrini coming to the sideline, but he is coming over to talk to Coach Kaiser.
Is that a personal foul, Kevin?
I did not see the call.
When you go like this?
Illegal motion.
Illegal motion. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, illegal motion by the Braves. So it looks like they'll probably take that play and make it, take the penalty and make it first and 15. So it is illegal motion against the Braves. They are going to decline it, so it'll be second down and 10. Interesting. Ball at the 36-yard line. 10:17 remaining here in the first half. 13-0 in favor of Shikellamy. Shotgun and a sidecar to the right. Back to pass. Balestrini. Balestrini looking long downfield. He's got a man, but it's double coverage. As it was going to Marshall, and it ends up getting knocked out of the sky by Minium. Minium actually had a chance to pick that one off.
A lot of contact there, Kevin.
There was a little bit.
But yeah. I think there wasn't enough that you're going to say that they took away the advantage for the receiver.
Well, both defenders actually just kind of cut off the route for Marshall. Third down and 10 for the Braves. As Marshall and Weir go to the far side. Pfeiffer to the near side. In the slot to the near side is Fitzgerald. Shotgun, sidecar right is Simcoe. Direct snap to Balestrini, two steps. He's going to fire on the slant to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's got it at the 50, to the 40, to the 30. Breaks a tackle at the 30, to the 25, to the 20. Still on his feet, down to about the 15 before a flag flies at the 20-yard line.
I wonder, Davis Marshall came down and made a nice block. I thought he made a good block. I don't know if they're going to say that it was a block from behind, but I thought it was a good block.
48, and it is going to be a block in the back by the Braves.
And that, I'll tell you what, I'm not down there, Kevin.
48 yards to the 19-yard line, but a block in the back is going to move it a little further back to about the 30-yard line.
That was a really nice catch that time. By
good slant, good run.
I mean, it was like textbook. Okay, he caught it in stride, and he was in full speed before the Black Panthers defense knew what happened.
Well, and I'll tell you, I thought he did a great job of staying on his feet a couple of tackles and broke those.
John must be pretty tough to bring down because every time they get the ball to him, nobody really puts him down with the first hit.
Is that a great game so far with two big catches now? And now Balestrini will draw a loss offside, as Loss that time was trying to time the snap, and smartly Balestrini was in the process of pointing out the blitzing linebacker.
Well, they got five of those 10 yards back, Kevin.
Yes. So it'll be first down and five at the 25-yard line of Milton. Shikellamy leading it 13-0, 9:34 to go before the Service Electric halftime report.
Kevin, you got to give the offensive line credit. Because the last two times Balestrini's had to throw the ball, he's had time to get rid of it.
And back to pass Balestrini from the shotgun. He's going to fake. Nope, he's going to run. Now he's going to throw it. And he finds Simcoe, who was actually blocking for him for a second. And then he kind of waves him, and he ends up getting about 3 or 4 yards and bring up a second down and about two.
Well, the defender that Simcoe was blocking shucked him to the right to go after to Drew, and Drew says, well, now you're open.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just going to throw you the ball. And they pick up, what, 3 yards?
About three.
Yeah.
Bring up a second down and two from the Milton 22-yard line. And I think Milton is going to call a timeout here.
Yeah.
That will be their first timeout. Braves used one earlier. So both teams now with two timeouts apiece. That'll give us an opportunity to remind you about Penn State football coming back tomorrow. As we talked about earlier, Steve Jones literally was driving his way from Chicago to Indiana to get ready to do tomorrow's game with a 2 o'clock tailgate show kickoff at 3:30. That's on WKOK, also on WKOK.com, and you can click on WKOK on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. That's what you're doing right now.
I think I should do the Alexander Family Dealerships updated scoreboard.
All right, go ahead.
Seals Grove in the second quarter up on Shamokin, 13-0 out at Kemp. Lewisburg still ahead of Loyal Sock, 14-7 after two. Here's an interesting one in the first period. Jersey Shore 7, Central Mountain 3.
Wow.
And Montgomery up on Conasauqua Valley, 14-0 in the first. Mifflinburg up on Hughesville in the first, 15-0. Bloomsburg ahead of Midwest in the first, 7-0. And Southern Columbia over the other Columbia, your alma mater, Central, 18-0 in the second.
It's a battle for Columbia County.
Newport,
supremacy.
Newport 14.
Supremacy.
Newport, who hasn't won a football game in a long time, up on Line Mountain, 14-10. And I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Play-by-Play guy.
Well done. One final already in. That's
yes.
Yes,
Mount Carmel.
Danville beats Mount Carmel,
lost
1-0.
Yes.
In the forfeit. Under center for the first time, Balestrini rolling out. He's going to fire it, looking for Marshall, and he is tripped up. Incidental contact is what the officials are going to call on that one. Is Shelley, Bo Shelley and Marshall get their feet kind of tangled up, and Shelley almost picked that one off.
Well, Drew could have ran a long way. He had the corner. A lot of people, were in the middle of the field.
I don't think he wanted to look like a ball hog and take three touchdowns because he had a shot at a third one
there. Well, the heck with that.
He had a shot at a third one there. Third down and two now from the Milton 22-yard line. Braves have to get in the red zone to keep this drive alive. This is four down territory, though. Balestrini under center, handoff left side. Coming to the outside now and turn to the corner is Simcoe. Simcoe down to the 15, to the 10, and he's knocked off his feet by Minion at the 10-yard line. But a very flag late at the 25-yard line is going to bring it back against the Braves for holding, and this is going to be third down, and oh boy.
Wow.
You know, the Braves came into this game, Chief, really doing well in penalties, averaging just 2.6 penalties a game for 22 yards, and they have surpassed that quite a bit here tonight.
Don't they have two motions and a holding?
They have a motion and illegal man down, motion, illegal man downfield, and a roughing the passer. Those are the ones I remember. So at the 35-yard line now, it'll be third down and 16 because they have to get to just about the 19. Don Leitzel's trying to show me, but my bifocals aren't working. It's 13 penalties. Oh, six penalties. All right, we'll get that in a minute. Back to pass. Rolling out now is Balestrini. And, wow, a great defensive play by the offensive receiver there, Pfeiffer, as he knocks it out of the hands of the defender that time, Shelley. And I'll tell you what, it was really close for Balestrini to be over the line. Six penalties, 53 yards.
Again, I think if Drew would have tucked the ball down, he might not have got the first down, but he would have gotten close enough they probably would go for it.
Well, now it'll probably
go for it here anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, now, and remember, your normal punter is not available. Six penalties, 53 yards here in the first half for the Braves. So on fourth down and 15, know where the sticks are now if you're a receiver. Balestrini in the shotgun, sidecar right. High snap, gets it with one hand, rolls out, pressure. Now comes to the near side, almost tripped up. He's going to set up, makes another man miss. Now he's going to fire it downfield, and he can't hang on to it. And it looked like Marshall was held by the defender. No call, because I honestly wonder if the
catchable
official thought it was not catchable or tipped.
I thought that too. He definitely was held when he came back to the ball, but the ball was pretty short of where Marshall was.
So and it was fluttering out there, and I wonder if maybe he thought it could have been tipped. I don't know. But I think you're right. That my first thought was that it was uncatchable.
Isn't there a signal for that? They do it in the pros, and they have some type of signal.
There is. I don't know what it is.
Well, we can make one up.
Turnover on downs for the Braves. Milton will take over at their own 35. And the pass from Young out to the sidelines, and he'll find Minium out there for a gain to the 42-yard line, a gain of about seven.
Well, John Pfeiffer on the tackle, and he actually ripped the ball out on the tackle, but it went out of bounds on the 42. That's a pretty nice gain, Kevin. That's 7 yards.
That is a nice little out to the receiver, wide receiver for about seven. And forget, coming up in the post game, we'll pick the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Pistol formation again for Young, the quarterback. Tell you what, we're going to give his numbers. He's a big dude. And right up the gut to Valderas. And you may have actually heard him get hit there. One of the guys on that tackle was Gage Wolf, the Will linebacker. Boy, did he put a pop on him.
Well, you got to give credit in there to number 25 and number 4. Isaac Schaefer Knights was in the bottom of that, and so was Jaden McCormick. Is it McCormick or
McCormick.
McCormick, all right. Again, two of them are the defensive linemen that used to be backs.
Wade Young, the quarterback, a 6'2", 180 sophomore in the shotgun here now with three receivers to the far side. Sidecar right, Brave showing blitz. Here comes the pressure. He steps up, fires to the middle of the field. It is complete. Intended receiver is Reif, and Reif will get the first down and a gain of five.
Braves had him. They had him surrounded, and a nice job by the quarterback from Milton to keep his poise. And just a little soft pass right in the middle of the field.
That'll mark it to the Milton 48-yard line, yeah, first and 10.
Dylan Reif came back for that, too. That's another good heads-up play by their wide receiver.
In the slot to the far side, Canelo. Everybody really tight now. And the pitch goes to Valderas. I don't know if that was intended to be a pitch as Weir comes up to make the tackle at the 50. It just kind of looked a little awkward that it was. It didn't look like it was supposed to be a pitch.
Well,
but,
you know, we usually call that a quick pitch. That wasn't such a quick pitch,
no.
But it was a pitch. And Pfeiffer out there also on the tackle with Duncan.
At the 49-yard line, they'll give him, say, 3 yards, second down and seven. At the Shikellamy 49-yard line, Milton's second trip into Shikellamy territory turned it over on a fumble that Weir set up for another Shikellamy touchdown. Shikellamy leading at 13-0 here midway through the second quarter. Hand off Valderas. He makes a man miss in the backfield. Sets up. Balestrini wraps him up. I'll tell you what, Balestrini took a shot there. Valderas just squared up and ran him. And to Balestrini's credit, he hung on, spun him down for a gain of two.
Actually, Curtis Raker and McCormick again helped out. The runner for Milton just kept busting through everybody's tackle.
I'll tell you what, Val, there's another guy that runs hard, 5'10", 180, and it's all downhill and in front of you. All that 180 coming at full speed. Bunch formation to the far side. Now Canelo comes in motion. And Young will play fake. Back to pass. Pressure coming. Down he goes.
That would be Mr. Turber.
Sack.
Number 48.
Sack for Ethan Turber Ortiz. His first of the season. It'll be a loss of 6 on the play, making it 4th and 10.
Nobody blocked him, Kevin. I don't know if they were so preoccupied with the down linemen and the inside backers that they thought might fire, but he came from that outside position and made the tackle.
4th and 10 from the Milton 48-yard line. Minium back at about his own 36 to boot this one away. And Balestrini at his own 20. This was going to come right up the chute. And hits it about the 39 and rolls out of bounds at the Shikellamy 40-yard line. That is about a 12-yard punt.
Mr. Minium has an unorthodox way of kicking, too.
He does. But that one, as we always say, went right up the chute. That one went right up the chimney.
In baseball, we'd call that a can of corn, all right? Nice and high, okay?
I always wondered what that was about, and then I finally read about it.
Well, I told you about it.
No, wait, did you tell me about it?
The guys used to take that,
little
that
stick,
stick
and
of
knock
the old
a can
general
of corn
stores
down.
And knocked a can of corn down. Can of corn.
Moving right to left. Balestrini goes under center. This time it's to Simcoe. Simcoe to the 40. I'll tell you what, they met him 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he comes ahead for a gain of four.
Well, he keeps
what
those
effort.
Legs going, all right? Colton does a nice job of taking people with him, keep driving.
And he is not what I would call a huge guy.
No,
I mean,
not.
He's 5'10", 160.
If he's 160. If he's 5'10".
Second down and six, 4:30 to go. Shikellamy leading at 13-0, leading up to the Service Electric halftime report. Wing to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Braves back into a wing T formation now. Man in motion, play fake, Balestrini with a little time. Now he runs out of time, has to step up. He's going to run. He's going to get to the 50. Has the first down into Milton territory and stopped at the 46-yard line. And a flag on the far side of the field at about the Shikellamy 47. And we'll see what this call in comes out to be. It is going to be... Now I can't tell because it was pointing in all sorts of directions.
They're pointing towards the Braves.
Joe Claibon, our referee tonight, he will say block in the back against Shikellamy. So that one is going to march it from the – would have been a Shikellamy first down. Instead, it will now be second down and 12 from the Braves' 38-yard line.
Drew did his best Harry Houdini act on that one, Kevin. He got away from a lot of traps, all right.
He was a bit of an escape artist
yes,
there.
Yes, he was.
We're coming back in. Also, Marshall checking in now as we roll
down
under
13 seconds.
Yep,
on.
Roll under 4 minutes and 13 seconds on the play clock. Braves break the huddle and get to the line with five. Balestrini in the shotgun on second down and 12. Pressure's coming. He's going to fire it quickly and miss Marshall way over Marshall's head. 3:44 to go here in the second quarter with the clock stopped. It'll bring up third down. But again, I think hustling the line there a little bit and not quite getting set kind of threw the timing off on that one.
Oh, well. Third and 12, Kevin.
It is indeed third down and 12 from the Shikellamy 38-yard line. After the block in the back penalty moved it back from Milton territory. Pfeiffer has been red hot here in the first half. He'll be the near receiver. And that one is going to be flagged off again. And it appears, let's see if you're right on that one, Chief. It is going to be a false start against the Braves. So that'll bring up a third down now and 17 from the Shikellamy 33-yard line. Braves need to get to the midfield stripe for a first down. Two receivers near side, two to the far side. Balestrini shotgun sidecar right, gets the direct snap, has time. Looking downfield for Pfeiffer, he's got Pfeiffer! Pfeiffer makes the catch at the 25, to the 20, 15, 10, and knocked off his feet at the 5!
You talk about concentration. John Pfeiffer had a guy right on his hip. That ball was thrown as good as you can throw it, and look how far he threw it, Kevin. All right, and Pfeiffer caught in stride, and they couldn't bring him down. He took another 20 yards once he caught the ball. Great play by the Braves on both ends.
Mark him down at the 4-yard line. That's about a 60-yard play.
That was a beautiful pass, and I think an even prettier catch by Pfeiffer.
63 yards on the catch, and I believe Milton is going to use their second timeout. They do. So with 3:28 remaining here in the half, it is Shikellamy 13, Milton nothing, and one timeout remaining for the
John never broke stride.
No.
He never broke stride, so that meant that ball had to be in the right spot, and that's what made the whole play go because, I mean, the defender for Milton was right on his hip.
Chief, you're an Eagles fan. If you were watching the game last night, Boston Scott's catch that was the game winner that went through, they talked about it. On a dime. Troy Aikman said it was on a dime. That one was on a dime.
That sure was. And again, with John's, I'm impressed with after John catches the ball, he's tough to bring down.
Yeah, you bet he is.
Well, he's a big kid. I mean, you look at him, he's you know, one of our bigger kids in the basketball team.
6'3", 165 for the junior who's had an outstanding first half. And I'm running out of adjectives. I mean, right now, he's looking at three catches for 137 yards after that 63-yarder, and now flags are going to fly again. I think we have illegal participation this time.
Yeah, they have 12 men on the field.
And this one's going to be on the Black Panthers, so it's going to be half the distance to the goal before we go to the 2.5-yard line.
I thought maybe you could have a goal line you were allowed to put as many people out as you want, Kevin.
You can, as long as it's under, as long as it's 11 or less.
And nobody sees it. Right.
And, well, that's the other thing. Balestrini under center. Handoff, right side, Simcoe. Simcoe to the end zone, and touchdown, Shikellamy.
Did a nice job. He was going to kick it outside, and then he saw everything break open as the two outside defenders for Milton went too wide, and he just ducked right into the end zone. I'm glad for Colton. There's a flag.
52 yards on the drive and a two-yard touchdown for Simcoe. Simcoe with his first rushing touchdown of the season.
That has to be a dead ball foul, Kevin.
Yes, but I did not see the call, what it was just yet. And here comes Joe Claibon, our head referee tonight. And he will say, dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against the Braves.
Gee,
and
whiz.
I believe that one might be assessed on the kickoff.
They should give you your choice. Either make them kick the extra point deeper or... I think the Braves will go for two, Kevin.
Well, I don't think so.
Nope, here comes the kicker.
It will be assessed, I think, on the kickoff.
We believe the touchdown will count.
Yeah, it is.
So it is a dead ball foul. It is a dead ball foul. It happened after the touchdown was already scored. So ready to kick the extra point is Kuntz on the set by Weir. Good snap, sets down. The kick is low, but it is over the crossbar in between the uprights and makes it 20-0 with 3:23 remaining here in the first half of play.
Well, it's been a long time, Kevin, since we've experienced the Braves being up by three scores.
Absolutely
in the
right.
First half, so good for them.
Simcoe with a 2-yard touchdown run, giving the Braves a 20-0 lead. Let's take another look at our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. That one is Selins Grove in Shamokin, and right now Selins Grove wants a home game. They lead Shamokin at Kemp Memorial Stadium 13-0 in the second. Some other games on our Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard. Lewisburg and Loyalsock tied at 14 in the second. And this is one Chief was talking about earlier. Jersey Shore 7, Central Mountain 3 in the second. Mifflinburg 22, Hughesville nothing. That game in the second. So we march off the penalty, and the Braves will punt or will kick the ball away, I should say,
from their own 25. That's a 15-yard penalty, Kev.
Indeed. The only thing that would be worse is a safety from the 20.
Yeah.
That's about as bad. That's the worst way you can kick one off. And here comes the kick from Coons. It is taken on the run at the 30-yard line, coming right up the side.
Whoa.
Of the field is Rarick. Rarick got laid out.
Rashawn Martin. Okay. Wow. It was like a bullet. I saw him coming up the middle of the field, and he just did a nice job. It wasn't the low tackle. It was around his shoulder pads, and down went, not Frazier, but down went the Milton ball carrier.
John Madden would say, whap.
I gave him a woo. That was a nice one.
Came up and whap. Milton now with the football, first and 10 at the Milton 42-yard line. He'll send two receivers to the near side. Now making it three, and in the slot is in the quarterback spot is Canelo. He'll take the direct snap on the Wildcat. He'll go to the outside, and he will put his head down across the 45-yard line, and they'll spot him at the 46, gain of about five. And I heard some extra whistles there.
Well, number 50 lost his helmet, so he's going to go out. He's got to sit out for one play for Milton. That would be
your extra
Joshua
whistle.
Daub. He's going to have to sit out a play.
Daub is the right guard, or I shouldn't say right guard, one of the guards for the Black Panthers. So Young coming back in now. Young will break the huddle with second down and five from the Milton 47. Pistol formation. Canelo, the back behind Young, the quarterback. Young takes the direct snap. He'll hand it off to Canelo. Canelo kicks it outside. Drop at the 45-yard line. Tackle for a loss by Colton Simcoe, and that'll be a loss of about two.
Colton did a great job. Again, he's been one of the best tacklers. We've had a sure tackler. But you know who actually got in there and got a hand on him first? Duncan Weir. But he's not going to get credit for the tackle.
That one's not going to help him.
Because he didn't bring him down. But he made him slow up a little bit, Kevin.
How about that? Halftime now, Jersey Shore leading Central Mountain 7-0 in that battle. The second time those two teams have met as well.
Is it 7-0 or 7-3?
7-3, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting that. Young, the shotgun quarterback, sends a man in motion to the near side, making it three receivers. Now looking this way is Young, has plenty of time, goes down the middle of the field, deep, and it is right through the hands of Piper. They were trying to hit Minium there on a streak pattern. I think they were also trying to put Baker into that same general vicinity. But I'll tell you what, right now Piper's going, I was this close from having it.
Kevin, I noticed that all five of the linebackers were back in their zone coverage. So they basically had a three-man rush, and that's why he had all that time in the world to throw the ball.
So with fourth down and seven, with a minute 55 to go at the Milton 45-yard line, the punt is coming. And Minium will take that punt, and fair catch waved for by Balestrini at the 25-yard line, and momentum will make him run another 5 or 10 yards. He's lucky.
He's lucky because a lot of, you know, sometimes that can be a penalty.
Yes. He was lucky he was leaning ahead to catch that one, and the official gave him a little bit of leeway. So at the 25-yard line, after the second punt, the third punt of the game for Milton, Braves will take over with a minute 55 to go and just two timeouts remaining and 75 yards to go to put another score on the board before halftime. Remember, Milton will get the ball to start the second half. Marshall to the far side with man-to-man coverage over there, with the exception of Minium, the safety. Now the pitch goes into the backfield to Schaefer Knight. Schaefer Knight turns it up to the middle of the field to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, and a first down at the 36-yard line.
Well, I know if you're a wing T purist, Kevin, you love to watch that play, and it's a sweep. And Colton did a nice job of turning it up and just, you know, picked up the 11 yards on the run.
Clock winding with a minute 40 to go. Braves under center now. They'll send Wolf in motion. Hand off right side Simcoe. Simcoe tries to turn the corner, and there is nothing there. He ran right into Canelo. Maybe a gain of a yard at best. Clock winding now with 1:25 to go.
That was a pretty solid wall that he ran into, Kevin.
Yeah.
Wow. Picked up, you know, I'd say 2.5 feet.
Four receivers now as the Braves are going to have to take a timeout. Oh, there they read it. The play clock did not start. Reset, rather. That's why they whistle there. So they'll reset the play clock now. And the game clock is stopped with a minute 10. And it'll start on the whistle. And it did. Balestrini back to pass. Fires it off on the right side to Weir. Steps out of bounds at the 41-yard line. It'll be a gain of about 3 or 4. Bring up third down and 6. But it did save a timeout.
About a 5-yard out by Duncan.
And I think if it's thrown a little bit further the inside, he might have been able to pick up a couple of more yards, but momentum kind of carried him out. Going out of bounds wasn't a bad thing.
But he's on the short side of the field.
Right.
You know, that makes it tough, too. But that's usually where you run that.
Well, watch this. You got two big receivers to the near side of the field, and Balestrini back to pass. He's going to look downfield. Now he's going to run it right to the middle, to the 50-yard line. Down to the 45, to the 40. Down the middle of the field, spinning down to the 30-yard line. And knocked off his feet at the 30-yard line for a gain of 31.
I would say ask Mr. Stats Donnie Leitzel if he's over 100 yards yet, Kevin.
Has he hit 100 yards yet on that carry? I think that might have. We'll find shotgun formation. They'll go right to it again. Balestrini will try and go again. He'll slide down. And a flag coming late, and this is going to be a late hit on a quarterback who gave himself up at the 26-yard line. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamee football.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Balestrini, who gave himself up, took a hit there, and it is a personal foul, 15-yard penalty against the Milton Black Panthers. 8 carries, 97 yards so far for Balestrini, and 2 touchdowns. And the Braves now will break their 30-yard huddle that will go all the way down now to the 13-yard line. Yep, and the clock did wind. So with 36 seconds to go, they're in the red zone. Balestrini with it. Back to pass. Looking to the far side. Fires to the end zone. Where did he make the catch? No!
Wow.
It was a beautiful diving catch, but he could not get his arms underneath it to cradle it. And the clock stops with 29 seconds to go. That would have been an amazing catch for a touchdown.
We'd have to send that into Espen.
Oh, that would have been a highlight reel. Wow. Second down and 10 and from the 13.
If Drew would have had a little bit more time and when it wasn't in duress, okay, from being pursued, Duncan was wide open.
He also had Marshall open in that pattern, too, for a little bit, but couldn't get it to him. You're right. Yeah, he was actually up front at about the five-yard line. Balestrini back to pass again out of the shotgun. Pressure's coming. He's going to flip it, and he flips it to Fitzgerald, who is going to end up losing 3 yards to the 22-yard line. Timeout, Shikellamy with 24 seconds to go as they talk over this third down and 13.
They have one more yet, Kevin?
One remaining,
yeah,
yes.
Because remember, you had to take that one in the very first series.
You are correct. Service Electric halftime report, 24 seconds of game time away. We'll give you a recap of the first half, the scoring highlights, as well as the numbers, and take you around the Susquehanna Valley and the conference for the latest scores and see how the playoffs are setting up in 4A. Selins Grove and Shamokin trying to battle it out to see who will get home field next week. Loyal Sock, last check, they were tied, but I think they go to the playoffs, win or lose, if looked at it correctly.
Well, they're with Montoursville, right? Loyal Sock, Montoursville.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else is in there.
Is Central in that? And Danville? I mean,
Danville's in there. Danville's the other one, yeah. Again, you know, it's tough when every 2 years it changes, and we're in that first of 2 years.
I messed you up when I said Shamokin wasn't with Shikellamy anymore.
That's all right.
Last
week I messed up because I thought the playoffs were starting this week,
next week.
But that changed. It's been one of those years for everybody. Balestrini with a shotgun, sidecar right on this third down and 13 from the Milton 16. Balestrini back to pass. Pressure's coming. Makes a man miss. Kicks it to the outside. Now he's going to lob one in the end zone. Open receiver. Fitzgerald with the touchdown. A wing and a prayer thrown up, and it was answered by Fitz for six.
Do you want to call it a wing? It was just like a little touch pass of 20 yards.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
And you got to give Drew a lot of credit. He was under a lot of pressure. He was in the pocket. I thought he was going to get sacked. He stepped out of that. He was being pursued by one of the Milton linemen. And then all of a sudden, I think there was another Braves receiver in the back of the end zone with Fitzgerald that was also open.
Well, I'll tell you what, it had to be the 97 yards that Balestrini's already racked up. As soon as he got to the edge here, all the entire Milton secondary went right to the run. And, of course, he wasn't quite at the line of scrimmage yet as a Milton player getting up slowly after what I thought was originally a leg cramp, by the way it looked. And that is going to be Bertinelli, who will get up slowly and walk under his own power off the field. So Fitz, who caught the touchdown, is going to be the long snapper now. And Weir, who thought he had a touchdown but couldn't quite hang on to it, diving for the ball, is going to be the holder. And Kuntz, who's missed one out of three, will now go 75. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll go 3 for 4 with the extra point being good.
Maybe at Central Columbia that's 50%, but here at Shikellamy it's 75%.
I knew you'd have a field day with that one. Folks, don't spend 23 years with your partner who's a mathematician and then try to do math. It just doesn't work. A couple of weeks ago, though, we told you all about geometry.
Yep, geometry. We got you surrounded by math teachers, man.
I know.
Lights is on the other side.
This is my nightmare. Leitzel knows I can't add. He's listened to these broadcasts. He's already like, that's not 63 yards. That's 64.
Well, Kevin, the Braves fans should be pretty happy.
Well, this has been a very good offensive
first touchdowns. Yep. They're 1 point away from basically being perfect with extra points.
With a kicker who hadn't kicked all year, and he'll kick off again.
And a kid that didn't realize he was going to be center until 2 minutes before the start of the game.
Literally, on the run, and a good run right up the middle of the field. Peyton Rarick from the 15 to the 20, 25 to the 35-yard line. Tell you what, there is not enough
applause for a guy who takes the ball and just goes and goes right up the middle of the field and doesn't try to do too much with it. I mean, there you got the ball at the 35-yard line. You tell your coach you're going to have the ball at the 35-yard line to start a drive, they're going to be excited.
They'd be happy.
So with 11 seconds to go here in the half, Milton will have probably one, maybe two plays before they go into the locker room. Young is the quarterback with the backs offset in the pistol. Hand off. It's Valinaris, and he will get tripped up for a gain of a yard.
Duncan Weir
with tackle number 80, I think, of the year. And that'll do it for the first half of play. Shikellamy with a 27-0 lead here at the half on the final home game of the season here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new Jeep Renegade up to $7,000. Jeep Adventure Day discounts all month long, great selection, 0% financing on many Jeep models. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Hello, we're the Sub-6, John and Tracy, owners of Carpet Man in Milton.
For 4 years now, our family has been raising money to help fight breast cancer.
We care so much because we know how hard the battle is. I'm a proud survivor of breast cancer, and that's why we're raising money for the Thyra Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital.
For each and every flooring sale in October, Carpet Man will make a donation to the hospital.
These are tough times, but Carpet Man is committed to make a difference.
We hope to see you soon here at Carpet Man.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
It's time to put Wi-Fi where it belongs, everywhere. Replace your router and blanket your whole home with fast, reliable Wi-Fi powered by Plume and SECV. Plume continuously learns about your internet needs and gets better each day. Plume also brings you parental controls, guest access, ad blocking, and security protection from suspicious content and devices, all available at the touch of a button through the Plume app. Call 1-877-955-SECV or visit secv.com/plume to learn more.
This is the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. A recap of the first half of the game and a look at scores from across the region. Now, from the stadium, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Shikellamy with a 27-0 lead here at the half over the Milton Black Panthers. The Braves got the opening kick at the 25-yard line. And with a little help on a fourth down that was originally going to be a punt with a penalty, ended up going for it. It was Drew Balestrini from 50 yards out with 8:03 to go in the first quarter that opened up the scoring and made it 6-0, the extra point. First one for Nicholas Kuntz, the 5'7", 140-pound sophomore. He converts, makes it 7-0, Shikellamy. On the Milton next drive, the Black Panthers started to get it into Shikellamy territory. And that's when Duncan Weir picked up his first fumble. He's forced a fumble this year. He hadn't recovered one until then. And the Braves marched it from the 29-yard line all the way into the end zone on Balestrini's second touchdown of the game, a 3-yard touchdown run with 11:54 to go in the second quarter. The extra point was blocked, made the score 13-0. After a turnover on downs for Shikellamy, a couple of punts by the Milton Black Panthers, Braves were able to find the end zone once again on a 52-yard drive with just 3 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the half. Simcoe with a 2-yard touchdown run, his first touchdown of the season on the ground or in the air, as a matter of fact. And Simcoe's touchdown and the extra point made it 20-0, Shikellamy. Braves were able to get one more opportunity after a Milton punt. And this time it was Balestrini rolling out to the near side, to the south end zone, firing one up. Actually, I mean, fluttering one up.
Yeah, it was a touch pass from 20 yards.
20 yards. Yeah.
I mean,
and Fitz was all alone in the end zone and just waited for it to drop out of the sky.
Can you imagine? He's all alone, and you're thinking, "Come on, get here soon, ball." All right.
Well, all the defenders had gone on right into Balestrini, who they had thought was going to run the ball because he almost has 100 yards in the first half. Instead, he fires it over or flutters it out to Fitz, and Fitzgerald with a 16-yard touchdown reception with just 16 seconds to go in the half, and the extra point made it 27-0, Shikellamy at the half.
Think about that last touchdown. The Braves were pretty at the middle part of their own territory, and Balestrini had the great run. Okay, Weir had a pass that he caught for a couple yards, had the great run. The penalty, hurt the Milton, the unsportsmanlike conduct or the...
On the slide,
I mean...
When the quarterback gave himself up.
And, that's something that I would hate to be playing today.
Well, but I will say this. You see this a lot in the NFL. You rarely see a quarterback slide in high school.
Exactly.
Because it's high school.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. So... You really can't. You it's a discipline thing. You're going to say that as a coach.
I'm not going to be upset with that kid.
But it's going to be tough.
He hit him, but the thing is, when he hit him, I think his helmet hit his helmet.
Well,
so.
and that's probably part of it too. But again, when they slide, from the moment they slide, you cannot touch them. And again, you see it a lot in high school, a lot in the NFL, a little bit in college, but rarely in high school. But Balestrini's done it a couple of times this year, and it ended up being an extra 15.
Exactly. But then they did a nice job of scoring with very little time on the clock. So. Again, and the defense has played well. Ever since Milton on the first drive, the defense has played exceptionally well. Again, limiting, taking away the passing. And remember the first couple of running plays, Milton was picking up 10, 12 yards on that little crossbuck that they were running, or misdirection from the halfbacks. What do you call that, Kevin? You're in your shotgun with guys on either side of you?
Well, it depends.
Sidecar right and
sidecar
left.
Sidecar right
and left.
Yeah, it's,
all right.
It's actually, I honestly don't know. It would remind you of a pro set with the backs, but the shotgun puts the quarterback in there.
And, yeah, I mean, it's like a T formation with the quarterback being in the middle of the T.
The only difference is if the quarterback's up a step, it's actually pistol and split backs.
Okay.
So.
But I think he was, if anything, he might have been a step behind him. So,
yeah, which definitely makes it a shotgun situation.
But anyway, with Shikellamy playing very well tonight, the defense, and you know what? I'm surprised. Turber's one of the tackles. Remember, he had the sack.
Yeah.
Turber is one of the and he's another kid that's basically all three of the down linemen on the defense have back numbers now.
Think about this: Ethan Turber Ortiz is the defensive tackle at 195. Schaefer Knights is the nose guard at 170. McCormick was the starting defensive tackle at 175. And oh, by the way, each one of those guys have a forced fumble, and Turber Ortiz actually has a fumble recovery this year. So that's more than you would expect out of your front three for sure.
Well, I know if there'd be some type of situation where they'd pick a fumble up in the opposite backfield, that I don't think
nobody's
going to catch any one of those three guys.
No way that's going to be caught.
It won't be any rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. It'll be straight down to the goal line. Boom.
We'll take a look at the scoreboard from across the region when we return. 27-0, Shikellamy over Milton at the half on WKOK.
It's time to put Wi-Fi where it belongs, everywhere. Replace your router and blanket your whole home with fast, reliable Wi-Fi powered by Plume and SECV. Plume continuously learns about your internet needs and gets better each day. Plume also brings you parental controls, guest access, ad blocking, and security protection from suspicious content and devices, all available at the touch of a button through the Plume app. Call 1-877-955-SECV or visit secv.com/plume to learn more.
This part of today's game is brought to you by Diversified Construction. Hey, whose turn is it to make the popcorn? When I was a kid, it was always my turn. First, I shook the hot oil pan until the corn popped, and later I used a hot air popper. Now I'm back popping in a hot oil pan because the butter and salt sticks to the popcorn better. Hopefully you're having a good time snacking with family while listening to today's game. Quality family time is what life is all about. We'll be back later in the broadcast to tell you about what we do here at Diversified Construction.
You're invited invited to the first annual Aaron's Trunk or Treat on October 31st from 1 to 3 p.m. in the parking lot at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. It'll provide a fun, safe environment for parents or guardians to bring children in costumes to trick-or-treat and enjoy the fun of the holiday. When you arrive, be sure to sign up at the registration table for some great door prizes and up to $50 off a new agreement. Aaron's is offering 6 months same as cash and free setup and delivery. Visit Aaron's showroom the whole month of October for great clearance sales and new merchandise coming in weekly. Aaron's in Sealands Grove, we are easy, beautiful, and affordable. Stop by today.
It's game time, and the team at I'm the Guy Basement Systems is ready to give you a customized game plan to fix your basement's problems. Moisture, seepage, mold, those are serious problems that won't go away on their own. Let ITG help. We offer free inspections to ensure your home is dry and healthy. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com to schedule your free estimate today.
ITG Basement Systems. I'm the guy to make it dry.
At the half here at Shikellamy Stadium, 27-0, the Milton Black Panthers trailing the Shikellamy Braves here at the half. Elsewhere across the Susquehanna Valley, Sealands Grove in the third quarter leading Shamunkin 13-0 at the half. It's Lewisburg and Loyal Sock tied at 14 at the half. You're busy having a conversation.
No, I was going to do this for you, but now you go ahead and do it. That's
no,
your
I'm
baby,
done.
All right?
You just sit there and you just
we'll
have your
we'll
conversation.
Let Todd Tilford do it. Well, you another guys are, math teacher, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Now you're completely surrounded by
this is a nightmare. 14-all Lewisburg and Loyal Sock at the half. Jersey Shore 7, Central Mountain 3 at the half. Also, halftime scores for Mifflinburg 22, Hughesville nothing. Bloomsburg 21, Midwest 2. There's an interesting one. Southern Columbia 32, Central Columbia 3, also at the half. It's Newport 21, Line Mountain 17, and Warrior Run trailing Montoursville 50-0 at the half. Some of the numbers from our first half coming up next. Shikellamy leading Milton 27-0 at the half on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
In difficult times, our thoughts center on protecting and providing for our families. A well-thought-out estate plan is essential to that goal. The Schock Law Office in Sealands Grove will help tailor a plan and documents to help you meet your individual needs and goals. If you care for a loved one who is elderly or has special needs, the Schock Law Office can prepare a plan that helps protect their assets and their access to public benefit programs. Call the Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 to schedule an in-person or remote appointment to discuss your plan. Or find them on the web at schocklaw.com.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
In-store, at home, or anywhere in between. Now, you decide how to buy your next car, truck, van, or SUV. Conduct the entire process online from the comfort of your home and let us deliver your new vehicle to you. Or begin the experience online and finish it in our store for a quick and easy car buying experience. With never-before-seen incentive, now is the time to buy. All backed by our lowest price guarantee. So start your online digital buying experience today at blazealexander.com. Taking deals the other guys won't.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Take a look at the first half stats. Balestrini leads the ball carriers with 8 carries for 97 yards, 2 touchdowns. Semko with 3 carries for 7 yards and a touchdown. Braves just short of 100 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns on 15 carries. Balestrini 11 for 21, no interceptions. He has thrown a touchdown pass, 212 yards. Fitzgerald catching that touchdown pass, but the leading receiver right now is Pfeiffer, quadrupling his season output to date. 3 catches, 137 yards. Milton led by Valderas with 11 catches for 36 yards. Milton's young, 3 for 5, no interception, 16 yards in the air. Milton with a turnover, 7 penalties for 60 yards, 5 first downs and 58 yards total offense. And the Braves in the first half have amassed more offense than I think they've had in any game this year. 12 first downs, 310 yards offense in the first half. Milton will get the ball when we return.
This has been the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. The second half kickoff is coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
I admit it, my SUV is like the messiest vehicle on the planet. I'm that car that no one wants to ride along in. Getting the inside of this baby clean was way beyond possible, I thought. Until I found Hoopy's Detailing right here in Sunbury. The owner, Mike, personally fully cleans and vacuums your car's interior, and it is spotless. He's a perfectionist and treats your car like it's a luxury vehicle, no matter how messy. Book your spot now for Hoopy's Detailing, Race Street, Sunbury. That's H-O-O-P-I-E-S Detailing. Hoopy's Detailing. Find them on Facebook.
It's coming soon. Hand-rolled ice cream at Route 11 Coffee and Cream on the Nori Danville Highway. What's hand-rolled ice cream? Route 11 Coffee and Cream staff rolls out ice cream as you watch, and then you pick the toppings. Candied walnuts and caramel sauce?
Sure.
Oreos and peanut butter cups?
Heck yeah.
Cherries and raspberries?
Okay.
Candy corn?
No, don't do that.
Invent your own ice cream and watch it prepared right in front of you.
Fine.
Join us for the grand opening Monday, October 26th.
Chickalee leading as we start the third quarter of play, 27-0 over the Milton Black Panthers. Lots of things to choose from so far for the Shamokin Dam Hunt Center backbreaker play of the game.
I know the one. I'll pick one right now.
Well, you can't.
Okay, I won't then. I'll wait till we're done.
You just can't. That's not the way this works.
Come on, Dad.
Coming up tomorrow, the Penn State Nittany Lions will finally take the field. Steve Jones, Jack Hamm, Roger Corey will have the call for you beginning at 2 o'clock with the tailgate show from Indiana, assuming Steve's rental car made it all the way there.
I listened to that. I thought
it sounded pretty good.
What hotel room is he? And I said, because I can hear other cars, all right? He must have the window open.
He did have the window open, I'm sure. There's the opening kick to the 15-yard line. Fumbled the ball, and hopping on it at the 22-yard line once again was Rarick. That time, Rarick actually tried to run before he had the ball under control.
I did a smart thing there after he, you know, had difficulty with it several times. He just said, let's cut our losses and fall on it so we don't fumble and let Chickalee have a short porch here to start the third quarter.
I never understood the comment short porch.
I didn't either, but I think it sounds cool. That's why I said it. Have a short field.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I mean, I get the concept of it, but what's a short porch look like?
I guess it's smaller than a long porch.
Not long. Wade Young at the quarterback slot. He'll send Canelo in motion. Back to pass in the shotgun. Takes a two-step drop. Hits a man coming across the middle of the field. Looked like that was Midium coming across the middle of the field, and he got met by a host of Braves. Luke Snyder was one of the guys.
Duncan Weir was the
initial
hit. Duncan
Weir again. Gain of 2 on that one.
Boy, that's not – I thought that would be longer than that. 2-yard gain. That's pretty good defense.
It was right on top of it.
Well, Drew Balestrini's feeling his oats. He's down there doing a little bit of a dance. What's that Fortnite dance those people do? And
the floss?
I guess that's what it is.
You know, Frank, if I'm right, that's actually scaring me now that I knew that.
It scares me even more, Kevin.
Moving left to right as we view things in the middle of the field. Three receivers far side. Back to pass, Young. He sets up, fires off the back foot. He's got a man.
Wide open.
And in wide open was Minium for a first down gain inside the, or not quite the 40-yard line, to the 39.
Well, he just found an open spot in the Braves zone. I mean, it looked like the Braves just basically watched. Nobody made a move on him until he caught the ball. Good, it was a nice pass, and a very nice pass by the quarterback.
And that will be a, was it a, actually I lost that one. I thought it was 15, but I were 15, all right. Had it for a minute, then I lost it. And there's the give coming across the middle to Minium, and Minium goes nowhere. He was in motion, and the give from Young was straight to him as he came by him, and ended up losing 2 yards.
Again, Kevin, both tackles, the onside tackle made the tackle along with the backside tackle, and that would have been McCormick and Turber again. And Turber came the farthest distance and actually ran him down. You just can't coach speed, Kevin.
Milton trying to get something going here offensively. They had that first drive go into Shikellamy territory and then the turnover. That's been about it tonight. Young, play fake. Backside pressure coming. He takes a shot, and that one goes incomplete. Another player losing a helmet for Milton. But wow.
It's the same guy, number 50.
I'll tell you what, that was a big league hit by Turber Ortiz on the quarterback, Young.
And he was being run down by
on the other side by
McCormick. So those two guys are like the bookends right now, playing probably two of the some of the best defensive tackle we've seen all year.
Well, I think the interesting part of that is, yeah, both those guys were the defensive tackle.
And here's the other thing, Kevin, they're the only ones rushing. There's no linebackers. So you've got 5-on-3, and they've been a nice job of getting through.
Shotgun formation. And back to pass is Young and whistles before that play starts.
Flag on the play.
Well, I would venture
false start. About third down and 18 for Milton.
So that will march it back another 5 yards. We'll bring up third down and 18 now.
Well, Minium's the number one target. You know, Wade Young, the quarterback, only a sophomore. He's like, I think you've said it several times, he's 6'2", 180 pounds.
He is a big guy.
Big quarterback.
And now whistles again.
Timeout.
And a timeout by Milton.
Yeah.
As it looked like the play clock was going to be running out there on him.
Yeah.
So third down and 18. 32-yard line with 9:35 to go here in the third quarter, and Milton uses a timeout.
Well,
is it time to take a look at the Alexander Family Dealership out-of-town scoreboard, Chief?
I can do that.
All right, let's do that.
These are all third-quarter scores. Milton now, Seals Grove only up 13-6 to Shamokin.
And our Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week.
And Loyal Sock has now tied up Lewisburg. Shamokin Seals Grove on Eagle 107 and Loyal Sock Lewisburg on 100.9 to Valley. Still 7-3 Jersey Shore over Central Mountain. 22-0 with Mifflinburg over Hughesville. 21-2 Bloomsburg over Midwest. Southern 32, Central 3. And we'll go back to live action here with Kevin Herr.
As opposed to fake action?
Dead action.
As opposed to recorded action.
Well, we are live on the air, right?
That is correct.
Not like we're...
And online at WKOK.com and on the app. Third down and 18 from the 32. Milton back to pass, including Young at quarterback. He'll step up in the pocket. Now he's going to run it himself to the 35, to the 40, and he will spin out of a tackle to the 45-yard line, and then a host of Braves will rack him up there at the 45. That's a heck of a run, though, from the 32-yard line to get to the 45.
Well, he finally was brought down by... By Snyder and McCormick and a bunch of other guys. He did his best Drew Balestrini imitation there, Kevin, on that spin to get out of the tackle here on the sideline.
Gain of 13 on that one. By the way, 5:30 left in the third quarter. Jersey Shore 7, Central Mountain 3. Screen pass to Owen Anderson for 37 yards, but that drive stalled at the Central Mountain 9.
I wonder if Jersey Shore is having some problems, Kevin.
Well, they definitely looked flat last week. There's the punt. That one angled out of bounds. And Coach Puckey did not catch that one or call for a fair catch. He left it hit. Looked like he was thinking about it, though. So they'll march this one up to finally stopping at the 36-yard line where the Braves will take over first and 10.
Well, he's the line coach, right?
And special teams.
So are you allowed to catch the ball if you're a line coach?
Well, he's a special teams coach. So
okay,
yeah.
Then he could.
Yeah, then he can.
I gotcha. Coach Purnell never left line coaches do much like that.
You weren't allowed to have any fun?
Oh, we had lots of fun, but we usually got in trouble for it.
Pfeiffer, who's had a career night on the far side of the field. And the pitch from the wing T formation goes to Schaefer Knights, who is hogtied at the line of scrimmage.
Number 55 or 65, I'm not sure which one.
It might be 60. Is it? I was going to say both of them were right there.
It's 55.
That's Sipe. Second down and 9 as the clock winds with 8:17 remaining here in the third quarter. With Shikellamy leading at 27-0, this is their first drive of the second half. Pfeiffer now coming to the near sidelines. And Balestrini under center again as the Braves go back to the wing tee, which they had late in the second quarter. Balestrini with a five-step straight drop. Looking for Pfeiffer. He's got Pfeiffer wide open. Pfeiffer to the 30. Pfeiffer to the 20. Pfeiffer to the 15. 10, 5. Touchdown, Shikellamy! Pfeiffer takes it to the house, 64 yards.
Cramp, Kevin. John's down right inside the pylon, but the way everybody's acting, it looks like he's got a cramp in one of the legs. Kevin, again, the ball couldn't have been thrown any better. John just kept in stride, ran underneath it, made a nice catch, and then he ran away from people.
That is Pfeiffer's first touchdown of the season.
He had one last year, I remember.
Yes.
I think it was up at Jersey Shore.
But that one, he had three steps on the receiver and was gone. Central Mountain has just scored on a big play. 61 yards by Pence.
Wow.
And we saw him do some damage against the Braves in that second half.
Yes, we did.
And Pfeiffer will get up under his own power and get a nice round of applause.
Kevin, new place kicker.
Number 3. Yes, this one's going to be Carmen Smith. He was the other guy that they were working on.
It's Cameron.
Cameron Smith, the sophomore. So this will be his first opportunity. And the snap is high, sets down. The kick is up, high enough, long enough, and it is good. 34-0 with 7:47 remaining here in the third quarter.
Well, Kevin, we had a couple of big plays. That's our first. That's our second big play for a touchdown. Balestrini with the long run in the first quarter, and John Pfeiffer's second long touch or pass catch and run. This one he got into the end zone with.
And Balestrini with his third touchdown pass of the season.
He's got to have pretty good pass yardage to go along with those 97 yards rushing.
He's got some really good pass numbers this time. As a matter of fact, I think he has doubled his output for the season here in this game.
4 for 5 on the extra points, Kevin. Can you do the percentage for me?
Not quite 100.
80.
Here's the kick. On the full run, Rarick.
Not quite 100.
Rarick to the 20, to the 25, to the middle of the field, to the 27. It is accurate.
You guys did a lot of estimating when you were in high school, right?
I've been estimating my entire life. First and 10 at the Milton 27-yard line.
You know, I'm watching the defense, and, Kevin, they're actually having fun.
Well, it's hard not to when you have the offense scoring points and the defense doing some shutdown job tonight when everything starts to click. And a good night to do it, the final home game. Young with a handoff to Canelo. Canelo, nowhere to go.
Simcoe with a tackle along with number 11.
Duncan Weir, and that'll be a loss of two on the play.
But Colton Simcoe, I tell you what, he plays that outside backer especially very well, especially when they run at him. He gets rid of the block, turns the play in, and that time not only turned the play in, but he also made the tackle.
Wade Young, the 6'2", 180 sophomore, brings the play in on second down and 12 from the Milton 26-yard line. One receiver coming to the near side of the field. Young now in the shotgun. He will look to the near side on the slant. He goes for the big guy, and he missed him. Tip controlled down by Fitz. Fitz bringing it back the other way to the 20. 15, 10, stays in bounds, spins down at the 5, and they say he stepped out of the 9-yard line.
Really nice to be in the right spot at the right time, Kevin, and the ball was tipped by the Milton receiver, went into a Shikellamy defender, and tipped right into Connor's hands and down.
Ashton
the
Crawl
field
was,
he went.
Ashton Crawl was the intended receiver. Balestrini tips it into the hands of Fitz. Fitz picks it off at about the 40-yard line and races it to the 9.
Braves could put this in mercy rule, couldn't they?
That is correct. This is the first time the Braves have started with a drive in Milton territory. This one deep in Milton territory at the 9. Balestrini under center, split backs. Hand off Simcoe right side. He's going to get stretched to the corner. Stiff arm. Did he get to the corner? He spun down at the 1-yard line.
There's a flag.
And a late flag
yep.
A late hit.
He got hit out of bounds.
Well, that'll be half the distance to half the distance.
Colton did everything he could to get to that pylon, Kevin. I mean, the guy was hanging onto his shirt, his jersey, and he just kept pulling, and he got spun out of bounds, and then he got hit late. So
I'm not sure what half the distance from the half-yard line is. Don't say a quarter.
18 inches divided by 2 would be 9 inches, Kevin.
It'll be a personal foul.
3/4 of a foot.
It'll be a personal foul against Milton, and that'll bring up an automatic first down, and the Braves will have the ball at the 1-yard line.
Kevin, I'm looking at that ball with the binoculars.
That's inside the 1.
It's like I'm literally 9 inches from the goal line.
I mean, Balestrini, all he has to do is touch the football, and I think the center could run that one in. Balestrini under center. He will hand the ball off left side, and rolling into the end zone is Gage Wolf for his second rushing touchdown of the season. And with 6:35 to go here in the third, Shikellamy now leads it 40-0.
Kevin, what I'm seeing tonight is the fact that they've been able to run off tackle and effectively. So, I mean, a lot of times when we talk about their rushing game, all we do is talk about Drew Balestrini. And tonight we can talk about the halfbacks being able to get the corner.
Last time these two teams met, the Braves won at 13-0. Coach Kaiser thought they left points on the table. There have been no points left on the table tonight. Extra point will be flagged.
I think the Braves were
Milton.
Motion. Milton's offside. Huh?
Milton jumped offside. They were close the last time, too. So this will be half the distance from the 2.5. And if this were a much closer game, I think Shikellamy might have considered going for 2. They do not right now. And they'll bring in Cameron Smith to kick the extra point. And they'll move it up a little bit to the 9-yard line. Owen Anderson with a kickoff return to the Central Mountain 35 and a 1-yard touchdown run. We'll give you a score update on that one in a moment. Good snap, sets down, the kick is up, and it is inside the left upright and good. 6:35 remaining here in the third quarter play. It is Shikellamy 41 and Milton nothing. And we'll get you an update on that Jersey Shore game that we were talking about. Shore now leading it 14-9 at last check in the third quarter. Our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week. Sealands Grove 13, Shamokin 7 in the fourth quarter. That one's going to be entertaining. How about this one on 100.9 The Valley? Loyal Sock and Lewisburg tied at 14 in the third.
Yep, Burr. You probably weren't listening when I did the update a couple minutes ago. But
I'm still surprised
scores,
about
so.
That.
You're more dramatic than I am. You did that a lot better job.
It's all about the show. So Wolf with his second touchdown run from 2 yards away. And the Braves will kick the ball away again. And it will be for about the 15th time tonight. Rarick. Rarick has the sideline, though, to the 30, to the 40, and almost breaking free. Gets knocked out of bounds at the 50-yard line by Rashawn Martin.
That's Rashawn's second tackle on a kickoff tonight, Kevin. He came from the middle of the field over, and it was almost like a good wrestling move, okay, when he threw him down.
Which wrestling move would that be?
Fireman's carry?
No. Clock will continue
ball
to wind. No, it's definitely not that one. Steve Williams is right now going, why did you even ask him? Clock winding now as the mercy rule in effect, but Milton trying to get some points on the board. Back to pass is Young. Has time, fires it. It is complete.
Ooh. Oh! Wow.
What a lick on the catch. He did hang on to it, though. Boy, oh boy. I believe that was the, Crawl that took that one, and he got nailed as soon as that ball came to him.
Was that John Pfeiffer?
I don't know.
I mean, he.
There were a couple of guys. I could not see who quite got there.
I saw Wolf get up, but that looked like it came from a safety's position, and that would have been Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Now you just hope that the.
He's okay.
The player's okay after that. It was not an illegal hit. It would look clean, but wow, what a tough one. And that one appears to be. Actually, it's going to be Garrett Baker. That makes the catch for a gain of...
He's getting up, 14.
Yeah, it is Baker, and that's good. That's really good to see.
Kevin, I believe that's the hardest tackle we've seen all year long.
That might be the hardest tackle I've seen in a couple of years.
I mean, he caught the ball. He turned
you know, that might have been Fitz with the way everybody's acting.
It could have been Fitz. You know what? That's when he plays safe. When he plays safety, and, that's where he's at.
And Leitzel said it was Fitzgerald, the safety, who made that hit.
And he turned, and you know, slid his head to the side of the chest and just put him right down.
He was part of the senior stroll last night, where all the seniors walk 100 yards and say something to the teammates. And there's Valderas, and right now the Braves defense is just swarming. Well, hit him in the backfield and then finishes him off with a tackle by Ethan Turber Ortiz for no gain.
I also believe 23 was in there, Luke Snyder.
He was. Snyder was in there as well.
Well, yep. Duncan Weir, I thought, would have had him in the backfield.
He did for a second.
And then he slowed him up, and then Turber and Snyder finished it off.
Valadares was able to spin off the tackle somehow. He'll be the lone back in the backfield of the sidecar to the left of Young. Three receivers near side moving left to right. Far hash mark. Back to pass. Young fires it, and he slings that ball down the middle of the field to Reif, and Reif could not get to it. It falls incomplete. I'll tell you what, Young put some mustard on that one. That
exactly.
Was some spicy mustard on that one.
Kevin? I was going to say I don't think the Braves could have played better defense last week against Jersey Shore, but right now I'd have to say with those three guys, those three former running backs running the defensive line, they're putting a lot of – just three guys putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Coach Freeman making a change there last couple of weeks, and, boy, has it paid off. Young back to pass from the shotgun. Fires down the middle of the field. Intercepted on the tip by Balestrini. Balestrini coming to the outside and drug down at the 50-yard line. Pass was intended for Reif. Pops right into the hands of Balestrini, and another interception for the Braves D.
Another player on down for Milton. Hey, Kev, it was like Drew was just standing there and thought, hey, I got the ball. I mean, it was one of those deals. Again, you're in the right place at the right time.
That's when
you know that I'll use the word lady luck's gone your way, because every tip ball has gone right to a Brave.
Back-to-back interceptions on back-to-back Milton drives, and getting up under his own power is Dylan Reif, the 5'7", 155-pound sophomore, and walking off. He took a little bit of a lick, too, when that ball went in the air. Braves will have the ball at the midfield stripe, leading it 41-0 with 4:06 to go here in the third quarter play. It appears as though next week the Braves will be on the road taking on Midwest at the new stadium in Midwest. First time those two teams have met.
Kevin, even with a lot of the starters out, I don't think I'd look forward to playing Shikellamy right now.
Well, they're
especially
feeling confident.
Their defense.
Right side carry for Wolf. Wolf will go to the middle of the field and get back to the 50-yard line. Loss will be the one on the tackle. He'll get some help there as well.
Well, 51 loss and 59. Ethan Minium on that tackle for no gain. That time the sweep didn't go anyplace.
It was swept under the rug. Yeah,
good defense by the Milton Black Panthers.
Steelers football coming up on 100.9 The Valley on Sunday. The Steelers and the Titans, a battle of unbeatens. Coverage begins at 11, kickoff at 1 on 100.9 The Valley.
Remember the Titans or Clash of the Titans? Two great movies,
hopefully,
by the way.
Hopefully a loss for the Titans. Balestrini lost a handle on the ball. He has to lay on it from under center. He just did not have his hands on that one to try and make the pitch or handoff, whatever he was intending to do.
You know,
loss of three.
Drew might have left left under center quicker than he should have because it came out of there. He didn't have the ball.
Jersey Shore leading Central Mountain 14-9 after three quarters of play at Central Mountain. Well, can you imagine if Central Mountain comes back and wins that one? That place will be crazy.
Oh,
they
bet.
Are having an enjoyable year up there already. Central Mountain is no longer the Ophirs of the league. Balestrini looking in the inside handoff. No one sees that Schaefer Knights has it. He's out to the 45, to the 40. Down the sidelines and tripped up at the 25-yard line with a touchdown saving tackle by Nate Shaw.
Yeah, Nate
and what
Shaw,
a pretty design play.
And you know what was really the great thing about it was he was picking his way down the field once he got outside the end. It shifted the ball a couple of times, and if it wouldn't have been for Shaw, he'd have been gone.
I'm so glad they did that in the middle of the field because I'll tell you what, that play is so well disguised, you can't see that handoff. I don't think any of the Milton linebackers knew he had the ball. Balestrini with split backs behind him now at the 25-yard line.
That was a new one for us, Kevin.
We haven't
seen that one before.
Balestrini now hands it off, right side, running room there for a little bit for Semko. Semko tries to go too wide and gets drugged down by Hebert, the corner.
That's the only thing with Colton. Once in a while, he tries to string things out. You know, I'm not saying he would have got a lot of yardage, but he might have gotten a yard or two.
Loss of maybe one, second down and 11. Clock winding in the third quarter with a minute 36 to go. Shamokin-Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game coming up on the postgame show. Wing to the near side. That's actually the wide side of the field as the Braves are on the far hash moving right to left. Balestrini hands it off. And big running room off the near side. And a touchdown saving tackle as Wolf is tripped up at about the 15. But a flag for holding back at the line of scrimmage. And Balestrini will pick it up and hand it back to our head referee Joe Claybon.
Nice sweep move. Gage did a nice job of coming off tackle and picked up the first down. But all to naught.
This is by far the most penalties we've seen for the Braves this year. Again, Braves were averaging two penalties a game coming into this. 2.6 to be exact.
That's a big one, too, Kevin. It was from the
that one,
the point of the foul.
Right. That one that ball was going to be spotted almost at the first down marker. Instead, now it's at the 39-yard line, not at the 14. Balestrini with a pitch. Coming to the near side is Wolf. Wolf to the 40, 35 to the 30, to the 20, 15, down to the 10, and drug out of bounds at the 10-yard line.
Just a quick pitch. They sealed the corner. And, you know, once Gage got downfield, he just ran. He did a nice stiff arm to get through one man, and then he just turned on the jets, and off he went.
It'll be 27 yards. He'll spot it at the 12-yard line instead, saying he stepped out a little bit earlier. First and 10 at the Milton 12 as clock winds down here in the third quarter. Shikellamy looking for win number two on the year and going 2-0 against the Black Panthers. Handoff right up the middle, Semko. Semko will get to the 9-yard line, and that will likely run out this quarter of play. So at the end of three, it is Shikellamy 41, Milton nothing. This is Shikellamy Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
I'm Art Thomas, president of Diversified Construction. Bathroom modifications, outside ramps and vertical platform lifts, stair glides and door widenings are some of the construction services we provide. Our certified aging-in-place specialist can meet with your family to discuss projects that keep people living where they want to be. Don't wait for a crisis situation. Diversified Construction can help keep you safe at home. Visit our website, check out our Facebook page, and call us today for a free site visit and consultation. Diversified Construction, proud to be the consumer's choice.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. As we continue in the green phase per the governor's order, most of our staff continues to work from home to practice social distancing for the safety of our staff and clients. During this time, we are operating under the guidance of the insurance department. Our office remains available to service our current and new clients by phone, by calling 570-286-5855, email, and by appointment. Our after-hours emergency service is also ready to assist our clients with their needs. From the team at Purdy Insurance, stay safe, be well, be kind, and know that we remain dedicated to the highest levels of service to protect what matters most.
41-0, Shikellamy with the football and looking to put one more on the board as they go inside the 10-yard line to the 8 to open up this fourth quarter of play in the final 12 minutes that will be played here at Shikellamy Stadium for this unusual 2020 season. Second down and 8. They can get a first down at, that's about second down at 7. They have to get to the 1. There's the pitch to Schaefer Knights. Flags fly. Yeah. Schaefer Knights is in the end zone, but it's coming back.
I'm sure it's going to be a hold, Kevin.
Yeah, I think it's going to be in a couple of officials saw that one, and it will go against Shikellamy.
I don't know. If it's people blocking down or holding, if the guard pulling is holding, I'm not sure. Or it might even be a back, you know, like a slot back or a wide receiver.
Well, and that's what I was wondering here on this one. But the weird part was it was on the back side of the play.
So now they need a long distance to get first down at the 1 yard line.
They have to get down to about the 1 yard line, and they'll spot this one at the 23-yard line. Second down and about 22. Schaefer Knights in motion. Balestrini under center. Handoff, Wolf left side. Gets met at the line. Semko, you're correct. Gets met at the line and leans ahead for a couple of yards to the 20. That'll bring up third down and a whole bunch. That's actually a football turn. Third down and a whole bunch. 19, to be exact.
It's nice to see a little bit of life and jovial play on the sidelines instead of everybody hanging their heads.
Well, last week they felt they played a really, really good game and it just didn't come up on the winning side. So it's nice to see him put one together here. Here's the pitch to the near side. This one is Wolf. Wolf will cut to the middle of the field, spin inside the 20, get in the red zone to the 16-yard line. It'll be fourth down and about 14 now.
And the Braves working on their running game, Kevin. They haven't been trying to throw the ball, although I would imagine this time they might try to put a little bit of air underneath it.
Now, if they'd have Gittens available tonight, I would imagine they might think about a field goal here just to see if he what his distance was. Remember, last time at Milton, they tried an ultra-long one, and it ended up coming up short and technically was still in play when everybody went into the halftime locker room. Balestrini under center, and he will give him the inside handoff. That time, it was dropped on the ground by Schaefer Knights. He had to fall on it. It'll be a turnover on downs. Same play that was very successful before, but that time the running back didn't have it.
And, you know, one of the best places to run that type of play is where they're at right now. You get everybody flowing to one direction, and you hand it off, the inside handoff to the guy coming back the other way. But all's for naught here as the Black Panthers take over the ball.
10:07 to go here in the game, 41-0. Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game coming up in the postgame. Chief said he's already got it ready to go.
Yes, I do.
Ball at the 21-yard line, first and 10 for Milton.
But why should I always pick it? You ought to pick one, Kevin.
I like your picks. I haven't disagreed with you yet. Young has it, loses it, and hopping on the ball is Valadares. And that'll be a loss back to the 17-yard line. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Yeah, I think we're seeing some changes now for the Braves defense.
I think the Braves, did they take a timeout?
I don't think so, but they are now.
Yeah, I thought they did.
But they are now. They hadn't officially yet because they're putting in their second team now, Coach Kizer wants to take a timeout so he can get everybody in the right place, the right time, and the right spot.
They didn't take out all the starters, Kevin.
No, not quite all of them. You're right. Well, while we have this opportunity, let's run down the latest from the Blaze Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard. Loyal Sock and Lewisburg still tied at 14 in the fourth on 100.9 The Valley. Wow, that is a big surprise.
Yes.
Jersey Shore 14, Central Mountain 9. That one going into the fourth quarter now, and Central Mountain with the ball at their own 1 yard line after a punt by Jersey Shore. Mifflinburg 28, Hughesville nothing in the fourth. Bloomsburg 28, and Midwest 2 in the third. Southern 45, Central 3 in the fourth. Line Mountain 37, Newport 21 in the third, and Montoursville up on Warrior Run 50-0 in the third. Second down and 13 at the 17-yard line. Clock now winding with 9:10. Back to pass. It's Young. Young rolling to the far side. Right through the intended receiver's hands and right onto the one and two of Braden Wertman's numbers. Quickly, our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. Seelensgrove puts another one on the board, leads Shamokin 20-7 in the fourth on Eagle 107. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. Third down and 13 from the 17. And in the shotgun is Young. Back to pass, loads of time. Sets up, fires it, incomplete and almost intercepted on the backside by Pfeiffer. Pass intended for number 23, Bo Shelley. But again, Pfeiffer had a chance at another tip pick.
Well, the Braves in that in their zone defense always got people around that ball. And every time that the ball's been overthrown or tipped, the Braves have had an opportunity, if they did intercept it, come close to doing it.
Change at punter for Milton this time. It's going to be Ashton Crawl into punt. He'll get it, punt it away, and it will be angled to the sideline of Milton and go out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. Shikellamy will take over at the Milton 33. And that will be about an 18-yard punt.
I'm sure they're going to have a different offense.
Well, I would think you're going to probably see either Wertman a quarterback or maybe Wetzel.
There's number 15 who we don't have on our roster. Just went into the game.
Well, it is going to be Wertman at quarterback for the Braves. Wertman, one of three, no interceptions, 11 yards, has one carry for 1 yard. He'll go under center with a wing to the right side. Hand off. And looking for a little bit of room there on the near side. Looked like that was Gage Wolf, I think. And it was Wolf.
24.
No gain on the carry. Chase Morgan coming back in the running back slot now for Schaefer Knights. And Wertman will come to the sideline to get the play. And then race back out to the far hash mark as the clock winds with 7:05 to go. Here in a 41-0 Shikellamy lead over Milton at Shikellamy Stadium. Wing to the near side, far hash mark moving left to right. Wertman hands it off. Looks like that is going to be
Martin
to the near side. Rashawn Martin, the 5'6", 135-pound sophomore with a gain of 4 to the 31. And he might be getting up a little bit slow. He is. if that is him. Can't quite tell. Nope.
That's number
it's definitely not Martin.
It's 28.
That's actually Morgan.
Yeah, 28.
So the clock stopped with 6:38 remaining here in the game. Give us a chance to remind you that the Battle of Unbeatens between the Steelers and Titans is Sunday. Coverage on 100.9. The Valley gets underway at 11. Kickoff at 1 with Bill Hillgrove, Tunch Oken, Craig Wolfley, and Missy Michaels. And Penn State coming back tomorrow, taking on Indiana. The tailgate show at 2, kickoff at 3:30. Catch that on 1070 AM, WKOK.com. Click Listen Live or on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app by clicking on WKOK. Wing to the far side. And a blitz coming, and it's a run blitz as Martin bounces off a tackle and got the first down as he spun his way for a gain of 7 inside the 25 to the 24-yard line.
You know, Milton brought everybody that time, and all he had to do was get outside, and he did. And he was, you know, it was like propelled himself to the first down.
He was one more spin from going in.
It's fourth down, Kevin.
Oh, he didn't get the first down.
Give it to him. I mean, it's so close.
Wow. Well, in the game is Wetzel. Wetzel is the third quarterback on the roster. He's going to be the wing this time.
No, he's the tight end.
Oh, you're right. He is the tight end. And Milton, I thought, jumped offside, but they're not going to get that one. It'll be a turnover on downs because Milton timed it perfectly, and I mean perfectly, and push him back for a loss of 3. So with 5:38 remaining, Milton will get the ball at least one more time. Getting up slowly is Herbert. So that carry by the quarterback, Wortman, ends up on a sneak, ends up losing about 3. And Milton now will have the clock winding, and the Braves' second defense is in the game now. Dylan Flowers at the corners position, the senior.
They've still got Simcoe in there at outside backer. Here comes Gage Wolf off. No, Simcoe's
right
there.
Oh, no, he still is there. You're right. And it'll be Young looking to pitch it to somebody, but nobody's there. He's going to go down at the 19-yard line. And Simcoe will get the sack. That'll be his first one of the season. That time Young had nobody to give it to and tried to find something and couldn't find anything. So that'll be a loss of 5 to the 20-yard line. Second down and 15. Clock winding, 4:45 remaining in the game. Shikalimi up 41-0. Braves defense trying to pitch their second shutout of the season. To the near side with some running room is Valdez. He will be drugged down at the 25. Valdez will be ripped down by the jersey by Alex Geiser.
Stop by number
58. Now they're bringing Turber in to play that outside backer spot.
Connor Treese coming into the game as well.
You know, the third string quarterback Wetzel is now a defensive tackle. It just never ceases to amaze me here, folks.
Pitch to the right side. Valadares gets across the line of scrimmage, but not a whole lot more. That was a nice open field tackle by Luke Snyder.
Yeah, exactly. The freshman, all right. He has been such a great addition to the Braves' defense.
5'7", 5'9", 165 freshman, that is. Fourth down after the gain of 3, fourth down and 6. And Young now with a sidecar to the right on the far hash. He will wait a little longer. Now he does send a man in motion. It's Shaw to the near side to make it 3. He almost rounded that one off. And that one is complete but short of the first down. Pass complete to number 23. That's going to be Shelley.
And 23.
And it is going to be a first down.
23, Luke Snyder made the tackle.
Well, look, for a minute there, it looked like Scholl was going to round that one off a little bit and step forward instead of squaring it off, but the official left it go. With 2:50 to go, probably a good no call there. Believe me, the one we saw at Jersey Shore last week was much worse.
Yeah.
That was CFL-type things. Back to pass, Young. Nope, he's going to pitch it right side. Running room on the right side for Aviles Robles. And that'll be a gain of 3 to the 38-yard line. Clock winding with 2:20 remaining here in the game. Just waiting to finish things out so the Braves can celebrate a very good offensive performance tonight and a very good defensive performance tonight with a couple of big turnovers.
Yeah, just all around good job by the entire, all aspects of the game for the Braves.
Two interceptions, a fumble recovery for the Braves defense. Young back to pass, rolling to the near side, fires down the middle of the field, incomplete. He had a receiver breaking open at Baker, and Baker on the post pattern just could not catch up to that one. And an official's timeout. You know, coming into this game, Milton was -4 in the turnover ratio. Shikellamy -2. The Braves are actually going to be +1 coming out of this.
There's a penalty.
And there is a penalty. Illegal motion against Milton. That penalty is declined, so it'll remain now third down. Third down and 7, to be exact, with a minute 44 and winding here in this game as we are in the mercy rule. Young will be in the shotgun with the sidecar right. Third down and 7, 38-yard line. Pitch to the near side is going to go to Miles Robles, and he will go nowhere. Matter of fact, he lost about a yard or two, and fighting for the ball underneath is Luke Snyder, but it was down, he was whistled down.
Yeah, Ethan. Is it Turber Ortiz?
Turber Ortiz.
Yeah, okay. In on the tackle from his outside backer position.
5'9", 195, sophomore Ethan Turber Ortiz. Under a minute to go from the 36-yard line, fourth down and 9, and Milton's just trying to find something positive here, so they're going to try and go for it, understandably. Young with 3 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side. He'll send a man in motion to make it quick, 4 quicks. Back to pass, Young. Pressure coming, and he's sacked at the 25. Sacked by Dylan Flowers. And Flowers will kindly help the quarterback back up. Dylan Flowers with his first sack of the season for the 5'8", 136-pound senior in his final home game. That's Rudy stuff.
Rudy stuff, you got it.
That's Rudy stuff there.
Exactly, yeah.
So the Braves will have the ball to go into victory formation with a minute remaining. Something that they've been doing a few times in practice, they finally get to do in game situation. And Wortman will take a knee. And that will do it.
This one's in the books.
As the time will wind down with just 10 seconds remaining, Shikellamy will get win number 2 of the season, a 41-0 win in dominating fashion over the Milton Black Panthers. Postgame coming up next on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supplies is proud to support the Shikellamy Braves. Like the quarterback, they are the leaders in the field of home health, medical equipment, and respiratory services. Visit us online to learn more or stop by our newest location in Sealands Grove at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Go Braves!
Wow, what a year, huh? Life has changed for everybody, but what if this was a year that really changed your life for the better? It can be, and it begins at Lackawanna College Sunbury Center. We can help you get the education you need for the future you want right here close to home. At Lackawanna, you can choose from a variety of degree programs in fields where your skills will be in demand. An associate degree, or pursue your bachelor's. Lackawanna is the smart place to start. They say hindsight is 20/20. Look back on 2020 as the year you made it happen. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
You'll see the world of difference at Central Vision Eye Care in the Susquehanna Valley. Conserving and improving your vision with the latest ophthalmic technology is the commitment of Dr. Daniel Facero and Dr. Tara Unsicker Facero. Central Vision Eye Care is scheduling appointments for their locations in Lewisburg, Milton, and Montoursville. Central Vision Eye Care for vision exams, medical exams, cataract surgery. Central Vision Eye Care, where patients are their focus. See us at centralvisioneyecare.com or call 570-768-4970. That's 570-768-4970. 4970. No heat?
Better call McCreary.
Furnace is broke.
Better call McCreary.
Boiler not boiling?
Better call McCreary.
Heat pump tune up for winter.
Already?
Yep, already.
Better call McCreary.
Service repair installations. Call us because we're the best. McCreary's HVAC. Oh, and even R for refrigeration.
Better call McCreary's.
Call 570-473-8815 or on that device of yours, McCreary's HVAC Inc. .com.
Better call McCreary's.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Well, Matt Malloy, who was a standout safety for Jim Kaiser in Danville, came on the staff this year but hasn't been able to get here a whole lot because he's still in college, was here last night, here again tonight, a game he would be very proud of with the way the defense played and got those picks on some tips. We were joking about it last night, actually. He said, you know, probably half my picks were actually tips. So Matt always led the league in interceptions from his safety position, and, boy, the defense kind of looked like him out there tonight with those big picks and big times to stop Milton drives tonight, Chief.
Yeah, I'm glad Matt's on our side now. Drove me crazy, I know that much.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about Jersey Shore Central Mountain, Chief. Well, Jersey Shore's Owen Anderson had a 35-yard punt return for a touchdown, his third touchdown of the night, and it is now a final. Jersey Shore 21, Central Mountain nothing. I'm sorry, Central Mountain 9. Whew, I don't know where I came up with nothing. 21-9 the final there. As a matter of fact, we'll take a few moments here before we get into some other post-game festivities. We'll give you the finals that we have for you on the Alexander Family Dealership out-of-town scoreboard. Of course, here, 41-0, Shikellamy the win over Milton. Also finals, we told you Jersey Shore 21, Central Mountain 9. Mifflinburg 28, Hughesville nothing. Southern Columbia 52, Central Columbia 3. Montoursville 71, and Warrior Run nothing. Fourth quarter scores, Line Mountain 44, Newport 21. Bloomsburg 28, Midwest a deuce. Milton falling to Shikellamy 41-0 here at Shikellamy Stadium. With a couple of games on our Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station broadcast going on yet as Loyal Sock leads Lewisburg 21-14 in the fourth on 100.9 The Valley. And our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week, Selins Grove leading Shamokin 20-7 also in the fourth quarter. Looks like they may be at Selins Grove.
I think you're right.
Depending on how the points end up making, the power points or power rankings end up coming out, they may be at Selins Grove for the playoff game next week. And, of course, the winner of those games will go on to a Week 9 game. And as it stands right now, with Loyal Sock definitely winning, we think they'd be in the playoffs even if they didn't win. Loyal Sock, that game will be replaced. And it is Mifflinburg, we are told, that Midwest, that will be the next opponent for the Braves at Midwest. Mifflinburg will be a Week 9 game that is working on getting finalized at Mifflinburg. So next week, as it stands right now, The Braves will take the trip to Midwest for the first time ever for a meeting for those two teams. Of course, Selins Grove's met Midwest a couple of times in the playoffs. And the Braves will also travel to Mifflinburg later on in the season.
It's a condition if Mifflinburg loses the Jersey Shore in the first round.
That's also on. Yeah, that's also
maybe if they beat Jersey Shore, we get to play Jersey Shore again.
If they're coming here.
We're not going there.
Well, it is time now for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Let's give you a rundown of the scoring that we had in this game. Balestrini opened up the scoring on the opening drive with a 50-yard quarterback keeper with 8:03 to go in the game. It was 8:03 to go in the first quarter. It was 7-0 Shikellamy. Balestrini added another 3-yard touchdown run with 11:54 to go in the second quarter. Extra point was no good, made it 13-0 Shikellamy. Also in the second quarter, 3:23 remaining, Semcoe after a Weir fumble recovery. Semcoe goes in from 2 yards out, capping that drive with a 27-0 lead. And that's where we were at the half. The Braves then, after stopping Milton to a punt, ended up with a 64-yard touchdown reception by Pfeiffer, his first of the season, with 7:47 to go in the game in the third quarter, made it 34-0 with the extra point. And then it was Wolf who capped off the scoring on a very short drive from the Milton 9-yard line. He had a 2-yard run with 6:35 to go in the game after another Milton turnover, of Fitz pick that time, that set that short 9-yard drive up. Wolf's 2-yard touchdown made it 41-0. Lots of two interceptions, a fumble recovery, couple of big pass play, another big pass play that was not a touchdown but set up one.
That's the one I'm picking.
And you have the big run of 50 yards. A plethora of options.
I was looking at John Pfeiffer's first long pass that he caught from Drew, and you know he didn't score on it. He got down to the 9-yard line, but I thought, you know, that set up a touchdown, and that basically after that put the game away.
Well, there you have it. That's our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Shamokin Dam Health Center and Workplace Injury Institute, offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333 for an appointment. Wait for the final numbers, but Chief, get your thoughts on tonight's game. We saw the Braves defense, as we said earlier, play well against Selins Grove for a half, and then might have run out of gas. They played well early on against Shamokin and just couldn't hang in there and keep that game close. Last week we saw them play for 3 3/4 quarters and play shutdown defense for the most part against a very good Jersey Shore team. They played a very good Central Mountain team and outlasted them tonight for the number one seed. And really had them on the ropes there and thinking they might get dumped off here late in the season. But Braves defense played stellar tonight. Anytime that Milton had the ball in Shikellamy territory, they came up with a turnover. I was going to say either that or a turnover on downs, but came up with a turnover.
Kevin, you remember Coach Kaiser said that the defense 2 weeks ago, before he went to Jersey Shore, he told you, he said, hey, the defense finally gets it. And he said, and they're playing the way we want them to play. Well, they just continued that tonight. And I remember he said, we have to get the offense going. Well, tonight the offense rolled. And
sure did.
And, you know, it's one of the first times that the Braves actually, every time they got possession of the ball, I think you and I both thought, well, it won't be long until we score again. Because they played with confidence. And I think I said this a couple of times. The kids looked like they were having a good time out there.
There was a bounce in their step.
There was. And this is after they had they had to start a center that didn't even practice in warm-ups. The regular center in warm-ups did not start. And at first we thought it was going to be trouble because a lot of the snaps were high, but everything settled down and everything went fine.
Everybody adjusted to it. Well, let's give you some of the numbers for the Milton Black Panthers tonight for the game. Valadares, 15 carries, 40 yards on the night. He only had 4 yards in the second half.
But they
had to throw the ball a little bit more.
But the defense got better. They started shutting that down, you know.
Canelo, who really hurt the Braves in the game last time out, 6 carries for 11 yards. Minium with a carry for -3. Young with 2 carries for 8. That is a 28-carry, 40-yard offensive rushing performance for the Milton Black Panthers tonight. Young, 7 of 16, 2 interceptions, 47 yards in the air. Minium with 3 catches for 25 yards leading the way. Milton with 87 yards offense here tonight. 7 first downs and 3 turnovers in the game. 2 interceptions and a fumble. The 2 picks, Fitzgerald and Balestrini, came in the latter half of the second, or in the second half, rather. First half, the fumble recovery by Weir set up an early touchdown for the Braves. The Braves' offensive performance, to say was stellar, is an understatement. Remember, 310 yards total offense coming into the halftime locker room. Come out of the game with 447 and 15 first downs in the game. No turnovers. If you want to find a marring stat, it's 10 penalties for 96 yards. That's the worst they've had by far of any game. But, you know, they're only averaging about 2 penalties a game. So, you know, you have 4 penalties, it's still your worst game. And most coaches would be thrilled with just 4 penalties. On the ground, leading rusher was Balestrini. He had that 50-yard touchdown run and that short touchdown run as well. 8 carries, 97 yards, does fall 3 short of 100. Semcoe with a touchdown, his first of the season. 7 carries, 19 yards. Wolf with a touchdown on the year, and I think that might have been his first of the season. No, his second rushing touchdown of the season. 5 carries for 33 yards. Braves, 32 carries, 127 yards on the ground, and 4 touchdowns.
How about Schaefer Knights?
Schaefer Knights, 4 carries, 37 yards for the night.
Braves, a pretty good one there.
The Braves outscored tonight their entire season.
Yeah.
They scored 40 points in the season, scored 41 tonight. They average on the ground per game for Shikellamy rushing 99.17 tonight, 172. Passing, average passing yards per game, 33 tonight, 275. As Balestrini went 12 of 22, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns. Pfeiffer with 4 carries, 200 yards, and a touchdown. That is a career night.
Catches.
What did I say, carries?
Yeah.
He did carry the ball after he caught it.
I hate doing that to you, but you know.
Well, he did catch it, but then he carried.
All right. Catch and carry for 200 yards.
4 of those for 200 yards.
Good recovery, Kevin.
Thanks. Fitzgerald with 3 catches and 24 yards.
How many
carries
did he have then?
He had none.
Okay.
He also had a defensive interception. Semcoe with 3 catches for 35 yards. Again, the Braves with 447 total offense here tonight, and we haven't seen those numbers in a couple of years, have we?
A long time, yep.
Chief, let's wrap things up with your final thoughts as we get ready to what appears to be a Midwest team that, by the score, seems to struggle tonight against a Bloomsburg team that put 28 on the board. It was 28-2 the final score there. Where the Bloomsburg Panthers beat Midwest 28-2. That now a final. I do want to run across 2 more finals that just came in on 100.9 The Valley. Loyal Sox 21, Lewisburg 14 a final. Again, Loyal Sox almost got themselves dumped off. They lost to Montoursville the other night, too, in a tightly battle, a tight game that may be
Montoursville pulled away then. They did.
But that may be the championship game, the battle for the bridge part 2. Selins Grove with a win over Shamokin, 20-7. We think that might be enough to get them a home game against Shamokin next week. So your final thoughts as the Braves get ready to what appears to be Midwest next week.
I was concerned about Midwest running game because they certainly have a stellar back, and they've been running the ball well. But, you know, now with the way the Braves defense has played the last 2 games against a very good Jersey Shore team and tonight against Milton, I'm looking forward to that challenge, and it'll be nice to go over to a brand new stadium at Midwest.
Turf.
Kevin, you and I will get a chance to.
It'll be a new stadium that we haven't called a game.
Exactly, first time that a Shikellamy Midwest football game is happening, and you and I will be there.
Well, that last year was the first game that I'd ever called at Crispin Field.
That's right. We went to
last
Berwick.
Last year was the first time that ever happened.
Yeah.
And this will be the first time I've called a game in Midwest, and obviously the inaugural game here against Midwest. Mm-hmm. Midwest would have been in this division with Shikellamy, but the realignment pushed them down to Division Two in the Heartland Conference. You know, otherwise, they would have played last year if they would have jumped into the league earlier.
If the Braves could pull off a win against Midwest, and then if they play Mifflinburg, pull off a win there, they'll end the season at 4-5.
And that's not a bad year considering everything that's been going on from day one with COVID restrictions and what you could do in the summer and then the patchwork offensive line this year.
You know, Kevin, I got thinking about Jersey Shore having trouble the last two games. Maybe the rest of the league caught up. Maybe they got a quicker start and everything, and everybody's behind. And
well, that could very well be. And one other thing I'll tell you, too, that I think really hurt them, remember that Milton game the week before Shikellamy was canceled?
Right. Yeah.
That gets you out of a rhythm. I mean, you're not – high school doesn't have bye weeks.
Right.
So it's not like you can do like the NFL does or college does on a bye week. It really gets you out of a rhythm. And you know what you're talking about when you're talking about teenage young men that – you know, or
sure,
just
exactly.
Need to be in a routine to get everything all squared away. And I think we saw that last week with Jersey Shore. They were able to right the ship a little bit against Central Mountain, though, tonight. And, of course, you can check out all the scores yourself as well at WKOK.com on the scoreboard. The final score from the final game here at Shikellamy Stadium for 2020, it was Shikellamy 41, Milton nothing. Penn State football coming up tomorrow on WKOK from Indiana as the Big Ten season opens. The Nittany Lions take on the Hoosiers beginning at 2 o'clock with the tailgate show. Steve, Jack, and Roger get the game underway at 3:30 on WKOK, WKOK.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Steelers football at 100.9 The Valley on Sunday. A battle of unbeatens, the Steelers and Titans. Pre-game at 11, kickoff is at 1 on 100.9 The Valley. Check out our full sports schedule at WKOK.com, and you can see what's coming up, including next week's Ohio State game, which now has a time. For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, Don Leitzel, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK, online at the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app, and at WKOK.com. Good night.